school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym. As tonight, we come your way on a Chamber of Commerce night here from Brady Street Stadium in Davenport as we get ready for the final week of Class 4A non-district play, as it will be the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie coming over to the Quad Cities to take on the Davenport Central Blue Devils. Hi, everyone. Scott Unash alongside former Jefferson coach John Haggerty as we come your way high atop Brady Street Stadium here tonight in a battle of 2-1 teams. John, Prairie losing the opener to Cedar Rapids Washington, coming back with two straight victories, and they take on a Davenport Central team that won their first two games out of the chute and then fell last week 28-7 to North Scott. Certainly two teams with good aspirations going into week number four.
No doubt about it. When you're sitting 2-1 after the first couple of weeks, you've got to be feeling pretty good about that. And we did have a chance to talk with some of the Prairie coaches before we got set up here tonight, and they are indeed feeling very positive about their team. They feel like they're every week they're taking steps forward, good improvements being made on their fundamentals, understanding of the system, where people are, and they're feeling especially good about a Donnybrook win at Clinton last week.
Yeah, a win where Prairie scored in the last 2 minutes of the ball game to come away with a victory. It was one of those ping-pong matches back and forth against a very good Clinton River King team down in Clinton, and Prairie came out on top in that one 46-42. And the Hawks, coming into the season, we didn't really know what Prairie was going to have in the football field, losing Jalen Rima, losing a lot of offensive weapons that they had for the last couple of seasons. And I got to think, in my mind anyway, Prairie's probably been the most pleasant surprise in the Metro.
I'd agree with that. They have, in, as you said, lost a lot of really powerful seniors last year, but this year's senior bunch has really stepped up, and it brings to mind the words of a former longtime Prairie coach, tradition never graduates, Scott.
Yeah, and that, of course, being Craig Jelinek.
Craig Jelinek, you bet.
Who is over at Cedar Rapids Xavier right now. Well, they face a Davenport Central team tonight. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 2-1, and I think a dangerous team of Blue Devils facing the Prairie Hawks here tonight. It is a big team. They've got a very beefy offensive line. With Davenport Central, you're always going to have good skill people.
Yes.
No doubt about that.
And they've got some tonight here. They've got a back by the name of Nove Hill to go along with a receiver by the name of Zach Taylor, and or the quarterback Zach Taylor, and Kobe Williams as well. You're going to hear that name a lot tonight. But in addition, as you said, they've got some very, very large linemen that are going to present challenges. Now, what they do not have, however, is depth. There's just not a lot of body. I think I counted 23 bodies dressed out there in their jerseys and helmets tonight.
Yeah, and for Cedar Rapids Prairie this week, they've been fighting the flu bug a little bit, according to head coach Mark Bliss. And everyone looks like they are dressed and they are going to make a go of it here tonight. But you put that together with a short week as
yes.
well, and sometimes that can be a problem.
Right, and throw on top of that four Prairie Hawks that are still academically ineligible but will return to duty next week. And, yeah, anything can happen on a Thursday night. You go on a long road trip like this. It's a tendency sometimes to get off the bus and be a little bit sleepy. So we'll see how Prairie comes out in the beginning of the first quarter.
Well, Prairie has had an outstanding start by Joe Meyer so far, averaging 6 yards a carry. He's put up 356 total yards and 7 touchdowns. He's also thrown for a touchdown pass out of the Prairie single-wing offense. Zach Gansky has put up 264 yards and 1 touchdown. He's averaging about 5 yards per carry as well. The running game has been outstanding for Mark Bliss so far.
And they use that running attack in so many different packages. They've got different formations that they line in. They've got all kinds of different motions. They'll run out of a single-wing look where you think Bronco Nagurski's come back to life for you, and then all of a sudden they'll spread the field and take you wide. So, yeah, you're going to see a very diversified and yet powerful running attack tonight from Mark Bliss's Prairie Hawks.
And one thing they're going to have to do, and he mentioned when we talked with them a little bit earlier on. Two keys to this game. Number one, get ready for the district season. That's the first team. They've got a huge game next week against Iowa City West as the district top competition gets under the way. The other thing is win the line of scrimmage and get the defense feeling good about themselves. It was a tough one last week, and they went up against a very seasoned, very veteran Clinton team, gave up 42, but came away with a victory. That is the biggest thing and the bottom line of that. But just get the defense feeling good about themselves.
Yes, that would be a huge goal for tonight. And we did have a chance to talk briefly with Jim Dostal, the defensive coordinator, before this game started. And he's feeling very optimistic tonight about his defense and some of the things that they learned in that wild game last week with Clinton. But you're right, and the line of scrimmage is also going to be key. Every week, the linemen for Prairie have shown good improvement, and I know they really want to step forward again tonight.
Prairie and Davenport Central getting ready to go at it here tonight at Brady Street Stadium. As we mentioned, this is the final tune-up as far as non-district play is concerned. We'll get started with the district competition coming up next week. And I believe, as far as we know, and Jim Dostal was asking me about this as well, first meeting ever between Prairie and Davenport Central in the long history of these two schools.
I'm sure that's right. Jim is one of those guys that he's got his finger on the pulse of stats and so very well organized all the time that if he says it, I'm sure it's true.
Talking about Davenport Central, Zach Taylor, left-handed quarterback. Don't throw a whole bunch. He's only thrown 26 passes through the first three games. He's completed 50% of them, 13 out of 26 for 147 yards and one touchdown. This is a wing T look that we're going to see from Davenport Central. So I think we're going to see a lot of running plays in this game. A game that whoever wins that point of attack, whoever wins that line of scrimmage, is going to have a big step up tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. And as well, big plays could play in a big factor here to this game tonight as well. So, yes, depth again for Davenport Central could play a key in the second half, but that would be the advantage that Prairie has coming into this. But don't forget that Davenport Central, if you're just joining us, won two of their first three games here. So they have had success moving that ball.
And Williams and Hill both have been very effective on the ground. Almost equal carries so far this year. Williams with 264 yards and Hill with 268. Here's the big stat. Hill's averaging 8 yards a carry. And Williams not far behind at about 6.5 yards per carry. So they've also been a team that has relied on the big play on the ground.
Right. That's what that stat tells you, is that there's a lot of big plays in there. And I think some of the stats that you'll be keeping diligently in this game tonight, Scott, will play, I think, a very good, give us a window into the plays of this game. And I think probably it's likely that you're going to see time of possession play big tonight.
Yep, and Brady Street Stadium here, venerable old stadium, if you will, along Highway 61 here in Davenport. A little different this year. They flip-flopped the side since we were here a couple of years ago. The home team on the non-press box side right now. So we got the Prairie fans below us here today.
Yes, we do. And you'll hear them on our crowd mic. And maybe the most important thing is that Prairie is wearing their white jerseys with their black numbers for the benefit of one old analyst up here in the booth.
Helping us out quite a bit after opening night. And Prairie and Davenport Central getting ready to go at it. Only one other game in the state tonight. That has Council Bluffs Lewis Central up at Sioux City East. And, again, only two games tonight here in the state of Iowa. The rest of them are going to be played coming up tomorrow night, including a pair of games that we'll have here on KGYM for you. John and I will be back at Kingston Stadium. 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, as it will be Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Kennedy going at it in that one. And then the battle for the boot in Iowa City tomorrow on 106.3 FM, as it'll be Iowa City West unbeaten at 3-0 taking on City High, who they're going to be a bunch of angry little hawks after getting beat and upset by Ames last Friday night.
Well, Alex Kuhn will bring you all the play-by-play on that if you want to have your ear to the ground, and that should be a wild affair, as it always is, regardless of the records or rankings.
Yep, they've had their coin toss already before we get to the national anthem and et cetera. Prairie has won that toss, and they are going to get the ball first coming up here in just a little bit from Brady Street Stadium. Our high school football, as always, is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Thank you to Dan Hillers. Thanks to Tom Chalstrom as well for helping us out in their 90th year of helping folks at firstfedcu.com. That's First Federal Credit Union. Thank you very much for helping out and bringing you high school football and high school basketball right here on KGYM. As we're already into week four of the season here, John. Time flies when you're having a good time.
Boy, how did that happen? That's crazy. And we should mention also, for those of you that are faithful listeners to our broadcast, that we are down a man tonight. Dennis Knock, our faithful sideline reporter, did not come with us tonight down the interstate.
Yep, we're going to have Zach Johnson. Not that Zach Johnson.
The other Zach Johnson.
But our Zach Johnson with us coming up tomorrow night. So looking forward to that as Dennis getting a well-deserved week off. What a brilliant night, though, for football as we've got 78 degrees right now at Brady Street Stadium. And not much wind at all. The wind right now from the east-southeast at about 5 miles per hour, according to the National Weather Service. Absolutely crystal clear skies. And you really couldn't ask for a better night for high school football.
It is. Weather conditions absolutely gorgeous. And field turf here at Brady Street Stadium, so there's not going to be any issues in terms of a crown on the field or slippage because of grass and things of that nature. So, yeah, just a very nice venue. Always fun to come to Brady Street.
Yeah, and this turf has been down for a long time. This was one of the first stadiums in the state that had the field turf. They have a lot of college games here as well.
St. Ambrose, I believe, played here for a long time.
Yep, they have a bunch of games, and it's probably in need of a little bit of some TLC, like Kingston is a little bit in the next few years.
Well,
so
maybe just a little fluff. They've got that machine that goes and kind of recycles
the
little rubberized pellets down there. I think they do a little recycling of that, and then that kind of fluffs and puffs everything back up. So
we need fluffing and puffing sometimes.
Well, keep in mind, it's not just the football players that are out there doing the tromping and stomping. There's a lot of bands that use these. And these are multi-use facilities, Scott, that serve the public schools so well. And it's not just football that's making good use of the fields.
Indeed. Coming your way on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show here tonight on KGYM. Thanks to Holmes-Murphy for helping out both the North Gym games and the South Gym games as well. A big thanks to Holmes-Murphy, our pregame sponsor. And how about that, John? I don't think it's a harvest moon yet because we're still in September, but we just about have a full moon over the east stands here at Brady Street Stadium across the way.
Beautiful orange moon tonight, just coming creeping up over the east stands and risers here at Brady Street. It's a beautiful venue tonight. You couldn't ask for a better night to play football.
Absolutely. Davenport Central Marching Band ready to make their appearance on the field here at Brady Street Stadium. And we're going to take a short 30-second timeout on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show. We will come back and have more pregame as we get ready for Davenport Central and Cedar Rapids Prairie High School play-by-play coming your way after this here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes-Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
1, 2, 3, go!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Back with you here in the Holmes-Murphy pregame show as we come your way from Brady Street Stadium as the Davenport Central Marching Band has made their way out, and we are going to have our national anthem presentation coming your way here in just a couple of moments as we get ready for week four of the high school football season as the color guard here from Davenport will be presenting the colors coming up here in just a moment. And we are now going to join the Davenport Central Marching Band as we honor America with our national anthem.
Thank you.
national anthem here from Brady Street Stadium. Davenport Central getting ready to host the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Prairie back on the field in their all-white uniforms, the white jerseys with the black numbers, the black helmets, the orange shoulder pads, coloring on the shoulder pads, we should say, and the orange and black striping. And Davenport Central will be in their blue jerseys with the white numbers, the white helmets, and the white pants. And a crowd of Prairie Hawks made their way down I-80
yes.
here from the all points of the College Community School District. You got Swisher, Shueyville, Southern Cedar Rapids, Ely, all over the place, even Western.
Fairfax, Walford, yes, it goes on and on and on.
All over the place.
Including, we might add, one former football coach who is now back in Illinois coaching at Moline High School, and that would be Mike Morrissey.
Yeah, great to see Mike before the game here tonight. He's back from Arizona, had a one-year sojourn down there, and I think he missed the Midwest talking with the family and with Mike, and he is back here and coached very successfully in Illinois before he came to Cedar Rapids Prairie. Now back as an assistant coach with Moline, the Maroons, across the river.
Yes, and such a positive young man with a very bright football future in front of him, but always fun to talk to Mike, and that's kind of neat that he's over here looking at the old Prairie Hawks game tonight with his wife. They can kind of sit up in the stands and enjoy themselves with a bag of popcorn and something to eat.
Not a bad thing as well. Also not a bad thing, the Prairie sophomores tonight raised their record to 3-1 as they defeated Davenport Central in a big way, 54-6 earlier on tonight. And Central scored in the very final play of the football game to avoid the shutout. But the Prairie sophomores going to 3-1 on the season. All right, John, getting ready for this one, what are some of the keys you're going to be looking at?
Boy, defense for Prairie is going to be big tonight. I know Jim Dostal wants to have a low output from the offense of Davenport Central. They're going to key that defense tonight, and they're going to wear that like a badge of honor. I think you're going to see guys flying to the ball like they never have this season. It's just going to play lights-out defense. I think that's a huge, huge key. If they can turn that ball back over to their offense, get a bunch of three and outs defensively, that's a huge key for this game tonight. And then, as you said earlier, Scott, that offensive line play, they want to come off the ball and just dominate the line of scrimmage. If they could run the ball, if they could get Joe Meyer 30-plus carries tonight, that's going to go a long way to winning this game for Prairie in a big way.
Prairie out there, Davenport Central wait their entrance onto the field turf here at Brady Street Stadium. Let's go ahead and set the Prairie starting lineups here for this one here tonight. Offensively for Prairie, they will go with the strong side tackle, Chance Halfhill, 5'11", 240 pounds, and a senior. Mitch Nisley, the strong side guard, 6'2", 245, and a senior. Calvin Heenick at center, 6'2", 235-pound senior. The quick guard is Cam LaGrange, 5'11", 190, and a senior. And the quick tackle, Evan Lenz, the 6'5", 320-pound senior. Starting tight end tonight, Stuart Boston, 6'3", 200 pounds, and a senior. The wideouts for Prairie, we'll see these receivers, Levi Usher, 6'1", 175, and a junior. We'll also see Preston LaGrange, 6'4", 195, and a senior. And also for Cedar Rapids Prairie, we'll see Dalton Rayner, the 6'2", 190-pound junior. The blocking back, Hunter Ely, 5'10", 180, and a senior. And the two runners for Prairie, Joe Meyer, 5'10", 170, and a senior. And Zach Gansky, the 6'1", 195-pound senior, as Central makes their way out onto the field turf here at Brady Street Stadium. Up front for Prairie defensively, Calvin Heenick, 6'2", 235, senior. Mitch Nisley, 245, and a senior. Also Brandon Hauser for Prairie, 6'4", 270, and a senior. And the rover, Jaden Goose, 6'2", 220-pound junior. The linebackers for Prairie, Eric Kelly, he is the leading tackler for this Prairie group, 5'11", 180-pound senior. Cam LaGrange, 190 and a senior. Zach Gansky will be a linebacker, 195 and a senior. And Brody Bohr, 6 foot, 185 and a senior. Marty Borsett at one corner, Joe Meyer the other corner, and LaGrange, the free safety for the Prairie Hawks, coming in at 2-1. And we are just about set to get this one underway. Prairie's going to get the ball first. and not much wind to speak of at all in this one. Thursday night games, you never know what you're going to get, John.
That's right. There was some speculation from the weather reports that we may have a front rolling in here tonight with some rain, but I think we're going to be safe in saying that this is going to be a gorgeous game from start to finish. Special teams for Prairie huddled around head sophomore coach John Lucasco here, getting their instructions as they head out onto the field to receive this kickoff from Davenport Central.
Prairie also wanting to shore up those special teams as well. Hawks will send Joe Meyer back on the near side. Preston LaGrange on the far side for Prairie. And Davenport Central will kick off from right to left. They will defend the south goal here at Brady Street Stadium. It'll be Dario Gonzalez, senior kicker, with the approach and the boot. And we are underway, and we've got our first flag right away. And it's going to be an offside against Davenport Central, and they will back up 5 yards, and they'll re-kick it. Gonzalez with a good boot went into the end zone, but they're going to have to back it up 5 yards now, and we'll try it again here.
Gonzalez, as so many soccer-style kickers do, wearing some fluorescent orange shoes. Boy, that's kind of a kicker thing anymore,
isn't
it?
Thing.
It's kind of a badge of honor, I think, for them to have some kind of a neon-colored pair of shoes out there that they kick with.
So he's going to try it again. They'll back up 5, put things at the 35-yard line, and we are set. High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Coming your way, Twin Safeties back at the 10. Meyer on the near side, another kick, angling near side, and Meyer backs up, retreats, backpedals, got at the 1. To the 10, 15, coming to the near side, 20, stood up, pushed back. Justice Ducksworth, first one to get him for Davenport Central, 175-pound junior. Prairie will have it just shy of the 20-yard line. They'll have it at the 19 for Dakota Simonson, the senior quarterback. 6 foot, 180-pound senior, 15 of 26 so far. So both quarterbacks here, John, only 26 throws on the year. Gansky will line up right behind the quarterback, Simonson. Meyer in the slot right. Now they'll shift things around, and LaGrange will go to the near side. 14 on the play clock. First play from scrimmage. And it will be a student body to the right with Simonson following blockers and leans ahead to about the 24-yard line for a gain of 5. And Prairie will have second down and 5 coming up. A big, strong front for Davenport Central defensively. Salas, 280 up there. Hughes, 300 up there for Davenport Central on second down. Again, they'll flip-flop, and now we've got the far side official signaling an encroachment penalty against the Blue Devils.
If you haven't ever seen the formation changes that Mark Bliss asks his offense to do, can be very confusing for you defensively, and when they all just get up in mass and shift to the other side of the line, then it's tough for you as a defender, especially up there on the D line, to keep from jumping.
5-yard penalty results in a first down. Davenport Central right now at 9 in the box. Meyer coming in motion, direct snap to Gansky, straight ahead, pulled back. Maybe a gain of 1, got to the 30-yard line. And making the tackle for the Blue Devils, Hunter Menke, 6'3", 300 pounds up front. No shortage of beef on this Blue Devil front four.
And when you start packing 9 guys into the box like that defensively, and by the way, this is not the only defense this has done this to Prairie. You're trying to just dare the Prairie Hawks to throw the ball. They're going to try and stop everything straight ahead.
Meyer slot back right. Ely blocking back in the offset eye to the right. Long count. Off the fake. Simonson to throw. Has time. Throws left side, and it's bobbled. Nearly intercepted. Coming up nearly with the interception was Nate Tyson. 150-pound D-back. Read it beautifully, made a great break on the ball, and he almost had the interception and almost had 6.
Long sideline pattern to the wide side of the field. The ball was thrown well, but it just seemed to stay up in the air forever, and the D-back Tyson did a great job of breaking on that. Should have picked that off.
Third down and 9 for Prairie. Just underway, no score from the 31-yard line. Empty backfield for Simonson. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Long count. They're going to throw it quickly to the sideline. Leaping catch made at the 30-yard line and brought down at the 35 was Stuart Boston, the tight end. tackle by Eli Wallace. Going to be short of the first down. Prairie's going to have to punt after one first down.
Now, Stuart Boston's a big target out there. 6'3 and 200 pounds, and he had to go up and get that ball, but did a nice job of bringing it in. Just not enough to move the chains.
So, Prairie to punt it away, and that's been a problem this year for the Hawks. And the line of scrimmage, the 35-yard line. Here's the punt. Usher gets it away. Spiral kick, angling to the near side, and it will be touched up at the 33-yard line. And that's where Davenport Central will put it into play. 9:45 remaining here in the first quarter. No score from Brady Street Stadium.
Not the way Mark Bliss wanted to start this game off. Getting the ball right away, he wanted to march down that field and send a message by putting seven up on the board. But as it is, defense is going to come out now and take care of business on their own right if they can.
Quarterback Zach Taylor, left-hander, 6'3", 225-pound senior. It'll be Nate Tyson, the wideout. He will go to the right side. Hill in the slot to the right side, and it'll be Kobe Williams, the lone setback. Short drop. They'll throw it out in the receiver screen. Caught by Hill. Breaks, trying to break one tackle and brought down. Good defensive play over there for Prairie by Jalen Smith, who brought him down right away for a loss of a couple back to the 31.
If you're going to wing the ball out on some of those wide receiver screens, you've got to have sure tackling, and that's what Prairie did coming up there. Nove Hill, 5'7", 180-pound back out there, and he can be very elusive, but a solid tackle there by the Hawks.
Now they'll put Hill in the backfield. They'll go with the eye. Williams out to the left, or check that, Hill to the left side. Williams is the tailback. They'll throw it to him on the little toss, coming left. Turns it up, got back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's going to be third down and long for Central. These are two teams that have to stay ahead of the sticks now. That's one of those 2000s terms in football.
Right, time. Third and 10 is not what Davenport Central wants. But on that tackle, a good job of coming up and standing up the running back, Cameron LaGrange, the senior.
Third and a little less than 10. Tyson out to the far right side. It'll be Hill coming to the left. I formation. Now they'll send Hill in motion. Four on the play clock. Taylor under center, and he's going to throw it. Rolling to the right side. Stops. Throws right sideline, incomplete. Through the hands of Tyson. And a little comeback route over on the far sideline in front of Zach Gansky. Would have been enough for the first down, but went right through his hands.
Yeah, well-thrown ball. Receiver did exactly what he needed to do in terms of getting out there with the potential for the first down, but ball did just go right through his hands, just like it did defensively from his cornerback position when he could have had that pick six, possibly.
Prairie will send Smith back at the 30-yard line to get the Gonzalez punt. Gonzalez on the air, averaging about 32 yards a boot. Gets it away, a low angling kick to the far side, and Smith will let it go. Will take a big Blue Devil bounce inside the 25, inside the 20, a touchdown at the 19-yard line. 48-yard punt. And more importantly, no return after the three and out. No score, 8-12 to play here in the first quarter from Brady Street Stadium. And Prairie will have it for the second time in the football game, and not in good field position again, inside their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, second possession now that they've started at their own 19-yard line. Very difficult for high school teams to drive the field with that kind of length involved, but Prairie's got to get some rhythm to their running game going right now.
Meyer next to Simonson in the shotgun. Direct snap to Meyer. He will sweep the left side. Broken tackle to the 20-yard line. 25-30. Penalty flag coming in late from the back judge. And we'll see what this is about.
Yeah, and he's running over to pick it up and put it in a different spot, which is almost always indicative of holding.
Don't see that back judge throw holding too many times, though.
No, and it's probably it was very blatant.
I'm going to say face mask.
No, it's a face mask.
5-yard face mask against Davenport Central. So that's a gain of 13. And tack five more on, and Prairie will have first down. Two carries, 14 yards now so far for Gansky. First and 10, Hawks. And they'll have it at the 36, and they bring in a lineman coming in late here is Brandon Hauser. So first down for Prairie from the left hash mark. Meyer coming in motion. Fake the jet sweep and nothing doing for Simonson. Thrown backwards rudely by Isaiah Litt, 6'2", 210 pounds. He came up, filled that gap.
Did, shot right through his gap and met that in the backfield. As soon as the snap was in his hands, he just was immediately bear hugged down.
Second down, 12. No score here from Brady Street Stadium here in the first quarter. On a beautiful night for football. Usher to the right side, Meyer and LaGrange up top for Prairie. They'll send a man in motion to the right. And the direct snap right up the gut is Gansky. And he got back the loss and maybe one more yard out to about the 38-yard line. It's going to be third and long coming up again for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Yeah, not the situational play calling that Mark Bliss wants to have here. On the last possession in a similar third down situation, Mark dialed up some play action passing here. So we'll see what he asks Simonson, the quarterback, to do this time.
We're already under 7 minutes to play first quarter. Third and nine Prairie at the 38. No score. Man in motion left to right. Meyer will get it on the jet sweep, trying to follow Gansky. Got the corner to the 40-yard line. Spins off the pile and gets to about the 45, but he's going to be a couple short of the first down.
Tried to get a seal block out there and get that additional yardage to move the sticks, but just couldn't get around it there as the defense for the Blue Devils did a nice job of stringing that out to the sideline.
Well, Prairie appears that they are going to punt. And I say appears because it is fourth and two.
And they're very near midfield.
Tyson going back, Hill going back for Central. Twin safeties at about the 23. Low snap, picked up by Usher, gets it away. Pretty good kick this time. Tail wagger will take a big Prairie bounce and inside the 15, inside the 10, and they'll flip the field. It will be touched at the 7-yard line. Terrific punt. 49 yards that time for Levi Usher.
Nobe Hill, the receiver, back to temp field that. Thought for a second on the first bounce about picking that thing up, but then it did a little bit of that goofy wobbling, and then he backed off and thought better of it.
And that was a much safer move on his part. So Davenport Central now inside their own 10. We'll call it the 7. And they'll have first down and 10. Williams. Tail the tandem. They'll run it out of the eye with the receiver left and right. From the 7-yard line, quick count, handoff, Williams, second back through, gets through, 10, and wrapped up by LaGrange as he got to about the 14-yard line. Had a big gaping hole immediately.
That was the old pro set there with the fullback and the tailback dotting the quarterback on the eye there, and they just ran ISO off the right-hand side. Fullback did a nice job of getting under the pads of the linebacker to spring that.
Running behind that huge offensive line. 300 and 240 on that left side for the Blue Devils. Again, out of the eye, tight end right. Same play, basically. Hand off up the middle to Williams. Crashes the pile, cross the 15 to the 17. And he's going to be about half a yard short of the first down, though. It'll be third and short coming up for the Blue Devils. 5:22 clock rolling, first quarter, no score. And it's even going to be less than a half a yard, I think, here.
Look in that huddle for Davenport Central, and some of those big linemen have already got their hands on their hips, Scott.
A lot of guys going both ways. Only 23 dressed tonight for the Blue Devils. Slot left, I formation, Taylor. Deep handoff to Williams, and he didn't get there. Met right away by Cameron LaGrange. Prairie sent everybody, and they got him. Jim Dostal, he rolled the dice.
Right. I'm sure that Jim challenged his linebackers tonight to be in on every running play that they can possibly get their nose dirty on. And Cameron LaGrange has had an excellent first two defensive series here.
Smith back to get the Gonzalez punt for Prairie. As Central for the second straight time, three and out here. At Brady Street Stadium. Gonzalez, a rugby-style kick, gets it away. A knuckleball kick. Smith under it, 45. Collects it, turns it up, gets to the 50. And tripped up as he got to the Blue Devil 45 by Tyson, who just got him by the ankle. 10-yard return. the 40-yard punt.
It was picked up by number 6, Nate Tyson.
And Prairie will have excellent field position.
Yeah, they're going to set up shop inside Davenport Central Territory at the Blue Devil 41-yard line. So some nice field position here, but it's time for them to get their running game uncorked.
First down for the Hawks. Three receivers left, one to the right, one setback. Simonson will hand it off. Sweeping to the left side and brought down at the 40-yard line was Gansky. Just bulldogged down over there by Hill. Nove Hill got him after the gain. We'll call it one down to the central 40-yard line.
Now, there's a lot of speed on this central team. They can break on tackles or passes so quickly. But a lot of these guys, as you said, Scott, going both ways. So we'll see how that plays out as the game wears on.
Second down, a little less than nine. Usher to the left side, trips to the right. For Prairie, Simonson, quick out, caught by LaGrange at the 40. Got a good kick out block by Rayner. He's up to the 30-yard line, a stiff arm at the 25, and flung out of bounds by Miles Stokes, but not until he gets down inside the 21-yard line.
Well, that's one of the ways of keeping a defense honest when they're packing guys into that box expecting the run. Flip it out there to one of your one-on-one specialists, get him out in space, and break a couple of tackles as he did on that.
LaGrange goes for 19, first down for Prairie. In the red zone at the Davenport Central 20-yard line. No score, 3:29 to play first quarter, and we've got Prairie lining up this time in the neutral zone. So that'll be the first penalty of the night for the Prairie Hawks.
Now, just like that, you're not in the red zone.
Backs it up 5 to the 20. We'll call it almost the 26-yard line. Meyer and LaGrange will stack them. Twins on the right. They'll stack Usher and Rayner to the left. One setback. Simonson. Here's the quick out, caught on an island by Usher. Kicks it outside. He's to the 20, to the 15. Turns on the speed to the 10. Still on his feet and into the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? Nope, they're going to say he was out at the 5-yard line.
Yep, he got stopped short of the pylon or in the corner there. But a nice job of eluding the tackle out there and turning the corner, taking it right down the Davenport Central sideline.
They're just outflanking them right now. And just putting four Prairie guys as that quick out on about two Blue Devils. You know,
and that's going to bring them out of that packing the box situation, make them play honest in the whole field.
First and goal, Prairie. And they're going to mark it. They're going to say it's at the just outside the 6-yard line. Here is the direct snap. This is Gansky pushing the pile ahead to the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Nope, that was Simonson, the quarterback, who got the shotgun snap and took it in. 6-yard touchdown run, and Prairie's on the board.
Simonson had the body lean that Gansky does. He looked a little bit like he was doing a fullback impersonation there, and it worked out very nicely for Prairie as they put the first points on the board here tonight at Brady Street Stadium.
1 minute touchdown drive. The goes 41 yards, and Prairie up 6-0. And coming in to try the extra point will be Joel Collette, the left-footed specialist. Here's a snap, placed down, and kick on its way, and it is good. Prairie on top. Hawks 7, Davenport Central nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to Brady Street Stadium after this as you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Back with you here at Brady Street Stadium in Davenport. Prairie on the board first with a 7-0 lead as they score on the Simonson 6-yard run. For Dakota Simonson, touchdown run number 3 on the year. And he's almost to 100 yards so far for the 2016 campaign. Collette will kick it off left to right. has it teed up at the 40-yard line. The approach and the boot, end over end. And it will be Hill at the 2. Coming up the right hashes, 15, cuts it outside to the 20-yard line, spins at the 25 and gets up to about the 26. For a 24-yard return there by Hill.
Ball very nearly stripped away there at the end by Braxton Zimmerman. Looked for a second like that ball was going to bounce off the ground on a nice strip.
Blue Devils will have it at the 27. Down 7-0. Here to Cedar Rapids Prairie. Williams will stay in the backfield. It'll be Eddie Van Camp, 175-pound junior, split to the left side. One receiver to the right and a slot to the right. Back to throw, short drop. Taylor, the left-hander, under pressure, down he goes. Got away from Jaden Goose, but then got caught from behind, and then Calvin Heenick brought him down.
Yep, Calvin Heenick cleaned up there from the backside, and that couldn't have been very pleasant getting thrown down by Heenick.
He's been known to throw people down.
As a long line of Heenicks that have played football and wrestled at Prairie have been known to do.
Loss of 6 on the first sack of the night. 7-0 Hawks on top. This time it will be Anthony McKee split to the near side. One receiver to the right. They'll keep it on the ground. Straight ahead handoff. And not much. Maybe 2 or 3. Eric Kelly was on the bottom of that pile. He's the leading tackler coming in, John, for Prairie. Senior linebacker.
Good job of staying low and wrapping up legs on that, too. As going Davenport Central is going back to that iso play with the fullback leading up in there. So you've got to fight off the block first and then try and make the tackle. That's a tough job.
Third and a little more than 12 for the Blue Devils. Hill to the left on this third down play from the 24-yard line. Ball on the right hash mark. Four-man front. Taylor short drop. Going to loop down the left right sideline. Got a man caught. Tyson at the 40. Behind defenders, and he is going to go. Touchdown, Nate Tyson and Davenport Central on the long bomb.
Yeah, that's over 75 yards on the bomb as the ball was thrown so that the receiver could hit, grab it perfectly in stride. And that's exactly the way you draw up that long ball, just like that.
76 yards to Nate Tyson. And that is his 8th catch of the year. He averages 17 yards per reception, his 2nd touchdown reception of the year. And Gonzalez to try to tack on the extra point as Central is hit with the big play here. 7-6 in favor of Prairie. As the extra point up and good. 1:46 to play. Here in quarter number one, we got a brand new ball game. It's Davenport Central and Prairie tied at 7. Back with the kickoff after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Welcome back to Brady Street Stadium here in Davenport. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you. 7-7 game. And, of course, Happy Joe is one of our great sponsors of Cedar Rapids. I believe Happy Joe is created right here in the Quad Cities many moons ago. But thanks to the Bark family and everybody at Happy Joe's for helping out.
Been a big supporter of our broadcast for years and years and years.
Gonzalez to kick it away. Back deep for Prairie. Will be LaGrange and Meyer. Here is the boot, and this one will go into the end zone. Meyer will not have a chance to run it out. Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line. Momentum definitely wearing a blue shirt right now after that long bomb.
Well, what's that? Coach Callaway has always said in Jefferson track, I believe speed kills, and on that particular play, ball couldn't have been thrown more perfectly. And number 6, Nate Tyson, he can pick him up and lay him down, and when that ball came to his fingertips, it was the third time in this game, and he said, I'm not dropping this one, and he did not.
Boy, Zach Taylor, good-looking quarterback, 6'3", 200-pounder. Simonson, the quarterback. He'll get the snap, fakes. Here's the sweep by Meyer. He's in the green grass, 25-30, 35, and pushed ahead. as he gets to about the 40-yard line. First time Prairie's gone a little misdirection tonight, and it goes for 20.
Defensively, you're reading full flow so quickly, you want to get to that ball, and when they run any kind of a counter action, stops you dead in your tracks, and you've got to completely change your momentum and go the other way, and Meyer took advantage of that.
Gain of 20, first and 10. Jumbo package for Prairie now. On the right side, Meyer coming in motion, direct snap to Gansky, ahead for two as he gets to about the 42-yard line. A couple of Blue Devils on the tackle, Isaiah Litt and Eli Wallace. Wallace is only a sophomore. Wallace, 5'10", 180 pounds.
Hawks going in with an unbalanced line there, and they brought a fullback and slightly offset him right up there, right behind one of the tackles on that right-hand side, too.
And they put Stuart Boston, the tight end, out on that jumbo package on the right side. Second down and 8. Prairie down to 5 on the play clock. And here's a direct snap and a sweep by Gansky. Couple blockers in front, turns it up 45, and he's into Blue Devil territory to the central 49, and that should be enough to move the chains for a first down.
Good block out there in space by Hunter Ely, who sprung that for about another 5 yards as Gansky cut back, reading his block perfectly.
First down at the central 49-yard line in the 7-7 game. Prairie on the right hash marks. Could be the final play here of quarter number one. On first down, Simonson inside handoff in the end around to Meyer, directing traffic, tripped up by Hill. And he'll fall ahead for a couple down to the 47 of the Blue Devils.
That's basically Mark Bliss's version of counter tray, as the far side guard and tackle both pull and lead to the opposite side of the line of scrimmage up in there.
See if Prairie will get a playoff here in the last couple seconds of the first quarter, down to 2, and they will not. So we're at the end of the first quarter, and our score after 1, Cedar Rapids Prairie and Davenport Central, tied at 7 from Brady Street Stadium. We'll take a 1-minute timeout and come back with quarter number 2 after this here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Friday night, Metro Class 4A playoff teams from a year ago lock horns in a non-district showdown. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM from Kingston Stadium as the Jefferson Jayhawks take on the Kennedy Cougars. Kennedy is coming off a big road shutout win, and meet a Jayhawk bunch looking for a victory. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Jefferson at Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
We are back here at Brady Street Stadium in Davenport, getting ready to start the second quarter of play. Prairie with the football. And they'll shift things around. We've got a penalty flag.
And the near side defensive end, when they do that wholesale shift, he just can't keep from biting on that. And as soon as you go anywhere inside that ball, tip to tip, that's an infraction of the neutral zone. And I'm only laughing because it's hard as a defensive lineman to keep from doing that.
Darn right it is. So it brings it to a second and 2 coming up for Prairie on the first play of the second quarter. Slot to the right side. Here's Simonson on the keeper. Off tackle right, and should have enough for a first down. He'll push the pile ahead to about the Blue Devil 38, and they're already moving the chains, and that's Prairie's 7th first down of the night.
Is that as close to a rugby-type football play as you can get?
That's a scrum.
It is. It's a scrum is all it is. Snap it back to your runner, and then everybody flow one direction. I mean, you got 10 bodies all going in one small area of the field, and let your guy run in the pigskin, go behind it as long as you can keep it up.
Give you the first quarter numbers coming up here in a moment. 110 yards for Prairie, 80 for Davenport Central so far.
75 of those, or 76 of those, courtesy of that long pass play.
That tied
for the touchdown to Nate Tyson.
That tied it at 7. First and 10, Hawks right hash mark at the central 38-yard line. Here's the end around. Meyer cutting it back at the 35. He's loose to the 30. 25, angling to the near side. He's to the 10. A stiff arm and out of bounds as the ball comes loose. But it goes out of bounds at about the central 3-yard line.
Well, about a 35-yard run, but no pay dirt there. As he was pushed out at the 3, as you said, Scott.
Not as close as you can get, though. Inside the 3. We'll call it the 3. And it'll be first and goal, Prairie.
Well, they've really done a nice job of getting Joe Martin out there in space and doing what he does best, and that is turn the corner, but yet put his shoulder down and run people over.
Derek Horak's going to be in the backfield. They'll go with the jumbo package, and the direct snap to Gansky follows that right side, and looks like he got in. No indication as of yet.
I think that was Meyer.
You're right. It was Matt Meyer.
Well, they just interchange people in there, and then they come up and snap the ball so quickly with people flying in opposite directions. It's hard to keep, and we've got numbers in our favor tonight, Scott.
Yeah, it is Meyer back there. Usher will go to the right. They're going to put it just outside the goal line. It's going to be another direct snap to Meyer. Here it comes, has it, tries the left side this time, and gets in for the touchdown. 1 yard officially for Joe Meyer. Touchdown number 8 on the year, and Prairie takes a 13-7 lead.
Well, and when I say nothing fancy about that drive, I mean nothing fancy. They just are putting a hat on a hat and trying to push back the blue jerseys and then run behind them, and there's just nothing sparkling or fancy whatsoever about this. It's just good old-fashioned rock'em sock'em football.
And that was an 80-yard drive for the Hawks. 10:35 to play first half. Collette for the extra point try out of the hole to Rayner. Good snap, placed down, and the kick is up and good. Well, Prairie was in a track meet last week, John.
Yes. They know what this is like.
I'm not sure they want another track meet tonight.
Well, I think it's fair to say that defensively they're going to probably be playing a little softer here in this next possession.
14-7 Hawk lead with 10:35 to play here in quarter number two. Again, 110 yards after the first quarter for Prairie to 80 for Davenport Central.
Four possessions offensively for Prairie, and the first two did not resemble the last two at all. First two, they're kind of searching a little bit, still trying to get their feet moving after the initial block and sustain their blocks. But on these last two possessions, the Hawks have done a great job of just settling into their run-oriented attack rhythm and just getting under a pad, great shoulder pad and head level as they're getting underneath the defensive linemen and the linebackers for Davenport Central and just pushing them back now, Scott.
So Prairie will kick it off. Collette will kick it away, and Hill and Tyson back deep for Davenport Central. Tyson on the far side, and Nove Hill on the near side.
Number 9, Collette will kick for Prairie.
14-7 in this first meeting ever between the Prairie Hawks and Davenport Central. Here's the approach and the boot. A high kick and will come down. Hill gets it right at the goal line. Angling to the left. He gets to the 10-yard line. Turns it up at the numbers, 15. Pushing the pile across the 20. He's out to about the 23. Couple white shirts. Kelly getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Prairie Hawks. Also Braxton Zimmerman for the Hawks. Smith also right there, Johnny on the spot. That'll be about a 22-yard return. And first and 10, Davenport Central. And they'll scrimmage from the 23-yard line in this 14-7 Prairie lead. Hauser in there on the defensive line for Prairie. Also, Chance Halfhill is in there right now up front for the Hawks. And we've got an injured, looks like an injured Blue Devil over on the far side.
Yeah, it's right along the sideline in the box of the Davenport Central team there. And the young man who's down being attended to. And now both teams are coming over to their respective sidelines. I think we're going to have an injury timeout here.
Yeah, we're going to get a little water break for the two teams. And the injured party up, walking. As looks to be, might be Hill.
Yeah, he's been doing it on both sides of the ball for them tonight. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that might just be a cramp. He is limping gingerly over to the bench.
And that is Hill.
It is Hill, that's right.
And Central just cannot afford, with the depth situation they have, John, to lose anyone.
No. And in addition to playing full-time both offensively and defensively, he's the go-to man anytime there's a kick return or a punt return. So, yeah, he's been the spark plug for the Blue Devils tonight.
They'll put Williams in the slot this time. And it'll be Isaiah Litt, the lone setback. Back double slot formation for the Blue Devils. First and 10. Taylor off play action, back to throw. Throw short, caught. Short gain and pushed out of bounds almost immediately as J.J. Andrews makes the catch only for a gain of a couple to the 25-yard line. First catch of the year for Andrews.
Nice little play-action bootleg into the boundary there right in front of the Davenport Central sideline. Good possession reception.
But a short gain of only a couple. Second down, a little less than eight from the 25. Zach Taylor under center, calling signals. And he'll hand it off up the middle, maybe three, out to about the 28-yard line.
Kobe Williams, number two, carries the football.
And Kobe Williams again on the carry. He's done most of the work tonight for Davenport Central. He's going to go for about three. It's going to set up third down and about five, a little less than five. Coming up for the Blue Devils. Van Camp to the right side, Tyson up top to the left, single covered out there. One setback, short drop. Taylor looking left side, throws incomplete, overshot Tyson. Smith was on defense, and tell you, Taylor had to get rid of that. He had some defenders right on him. I think that's going to be the third three and out of the night for Davenport Central. So Gonzalez to punt. Smith will drop for Prairie at the 40-yard line. On fourth down, a little more than four. Good snap. Gonzalez gets it away. A high floating kick. Fair catch called for. And then it's muffed by Smith. But right there, Johnny on the spot. John to get the errant hop for Prairie was Marty Borseth.
Good thing Borseth was there, too, because as that ball came down, it bounced off of the breastplate of the shoulder pads. But fortunately, as you said, Scott, Prairie Hawk right there to pick that up.
36 yards on that punt. And Prairie dodges a bullet. Hawks will have it up 14-7. And first and 10 for the Hawks. Here's the double handoff. Meyer turns it up at the 40, 45, gets to the 50 and tripped up. Tyson got him, or he might have been off to the races, and the misdirection starting to work here for Prairie.
Meyer just did a nice job of reading his blocks there. He had to make two different decisions on which way to go, and both of them were correctly made. He does a great job, Scott, of that make hay slowly philosophy of running backs.
We're going to get a timeout on the field here. Timeout, Davenport Central. And we'll go ahead and take a 30-second break here. 9:18 to play here in the first half. And it's a 14-7 Prairie lead. Back to Brady Street Stadium in Davenport right after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on the gym.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Brady Street Stadium I think that timeout was more of a rest, John, than talking X's and O's for Central.
I would agree with that assessment 100%.
Central back with eight in the box, almost nine in the box. Prairie will keep it on the ground. Here's the sweep on the handoff to Meyer. Turns it up 45. Breaks a tackle at the 40. A stiff arm at the 35. Cuts it back 30. Finally thrown out of bounds. Tough running by Joe Meyer as he takes it down to the 28-yard line of Central.
Well, Mark Bliss is one of those guys that is about as analytical as you can get, but it doesn't take a lot of common sense to figure out that the sweep to the left-hand side of their offense is really getting after Davenport Central.
Well,
right
and
now.
It's a twofold problem for the Blue Devils because you're tired and you're already playing both ways, and now you got to chase a guy across the field. On first down, Simonson. Nope, here is the direct snap, and Gansky is wide open and off to the races, and he's going to go. Touchdown, Prairie. My goodness, they tried the sweeps, John, and then they just direct snapped at the Gansky, took him 28 yards.
28-yard scamper, and he went untouched as Prairie's line on the right side just came off, sustained their blocks very well, made that a very easy run for Gansky.
20-7, Prairie on top. And they score quickly here.
Last three possessions have yielded three touchdowns, and we talked earlier about Prairie not being able to get their running game unleashed and just didn't look comfortable in it. Well, in these last three possessions, they found their groove.
Colette for the extra point try. Out of the hold of Rayner. Good snap. Place down. Kicked up. And no good this time. No good. And we stay at 20-7. Well, tomorrow night back at Kingston Stadium, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Kennedy is the home team tomorrow night, so they will be on the press box side. Should be a heck of a crowd tomorrow night for the Cougars and the Jayhawks.
As it always is, and Kennedy coming off of a big win at Hempstead last week. And when I mean big, they just took it to the Hempsters. But Jefferson going to be very disappointed in having Linmar on the ropes and letting them go at the end of the game there. So looking for some redemption. But, you know, a lot of those kids grew up and went to middle schools together, Scott. So it's going to be a very emotional game no matter what.
Yeah, and Kennedy coming off the whitewashing of Hempstead, 42-0. We knew after the first 2 weeks that Kennedy was still a very, very potent football right. team.
Even though those were both losses, they played a couple of very good teams in Cedar Rapids, Washington, and then Muscatine, who both of them have been flexing their muscles in recent weeks as well.
Hill not back there to get the kickoff. It is Williams and Tyson to get the Prairie kick. Colette will kick it away from the 40-yard line. 20-7 in favor of the Prairie Hawks. 8:45 remaining here in the first half. Prairie will kick off from right to left. Hawks trying to win their third straight here in 2016. Here's the kickoff. Good kick, deep kick into the end zone. 5 yards deep. And it will be Davenport Central taking over at their own 20-yard line. What a weapon that is when you can flip the field like that.
Every defensive coordinator loves it when your kicker can put it in the end zone. As we've said many times, there just aren't very many teams that can successfully march 80 yards without somehow stubbing their toe or shooting themselves in the foot somehow.
So Taylor coming back in, the left-hander for Central. Tyson out to the left side for the Blue Devils. Williams will stay. Tail the tandem in the eye behind Isaiah Litt. They'll go tight end to the right side. They'll keep it on the ground, and the handoff to Williams. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Maybe a half a yard. As getting up off the bottom of the pile, Chance Halfhill for Prairie. Also in there for the Hawks is Cameron LaGrange.
Yeah, that's how many times tonight in this young game, not even halfway through the second quarter, we've talked about Cameron LaGrange being up there, getting his nose dirty, and being a part of the tackle.
Second down, nine. For the Blue Devils. They'll send McKee to the right side this time. Double slot formation with Williams alone set back. Here is the end around and the sweep and nothing doing. Hill back in there this time. He took it on the sweep. Tried the right side. Jaden Goose is right there for Prairie. He can do what he wants this year back there, can Jaden. Kind of goes everywhere.
You've got a player of the defensive ability of Jaden Goose. You, a lot of times, just have to let your player trust him and let him decide where he feels like the play is going. And more often than not, they'll come up with it. We see that with Orion Vance a lot in Washington.
Absolutely. The future Iowa State Cyclone. Third and nines. And now we've got a penalty flag. And our guy on the far side, that's his third encroachment tonight. He's on it. This one's going to go against Prairie.
Still will not be enough for a first down, however. Going to be about third and four for the Blue Devils.
And will
third and five, maybe.
Yeah, it's going to march it up to the 26-yard line. Four-man front for the Hawks as Heenick goes up there. Third down from the middle of the field at the 26-yard line. One set back. Taylor rolling to the left side. Looking to throw. Sets up. Throws sideline, leap and catch made for a first down. 35, ooh. Tyson, and he got walloped at the 40-yard line. Jaden Goose, oh, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Boy, Nate Tyson had a nice reception out there on the sideline, and then he turned it back into the middle of the field. And when you've got Jaden Goose coming across the middle of the field, you better buckle up tight.
Gain of 17, first down there for the Blue Devils. And they'll mark it at the 43. Down 20-7, Prairie on top. And they'll move Williams out of the backfield. He'll go into the slot right side. Four on the play clock. Taylor will toss it to Hill. Little stutter move, tries to cut back. On his feet still. Now rounded up and pushed back by an angry bunch of Hawks. Progress. Well, they're going to say he lost about a yard. And it's going to be second down and 11.
Hill took that pitch and got a little foot happy. He kind of did a little bit of grape stomping out there, and you can't do that as a running back. You've got to just pick a spot, commit to it, and put your shoulder pads down and meet it.
On this full moon Thursday night, Prairie leading 20-7. Second down and 11 coming up for the Blue Devils. Hill out to the right side, one receiver to the left. Taylor to throw, short drop, pump fake, going deep. Left sideline man out there, incomplete. Off the hands of Tyson. Little stop and go, and he had it again.
Nate Tyson and his breakaway speed, wide open down the sideline again for Central. Ball thrown perfectly in stride, but he could not bring it in.
So he's one for two tonight.
That's a sure touchdown if you're a Central fan. That just went off the fingertips. And Tyson shaking his head. What did I let that go?
Third down and 11. For Davenport Central. Blue Devils far hash mark on the 42-yard line. Prairie showing blitz. And they keep it on the ground. And the handoff to Williams. Not much. Tried to fool him on the third and long. Kept it on the ground, and they go for three. First man to lay a hand on it was Chance Halfhill again.
Kind of a delayed draw there that the linebacking crew for Prairie was going to have no business with that.
Central into punt formation for Dario Gonzalez. Smith will drop back to the 23. 5:20, clock rolling first half. Gonzalez gets the low snap, now bobbles it, goes to pick it up, and does, and got the punt away, and pretty good one. Angling to the near side, and will take a Blue Devil bounce inside the 30 and touched at the 26-yard line. That could have been disastrous, but it ended up a 29-yard punt with no return. And Prairie up 20-7 will have it again, and they'll mark it, put it into play at the 21-yard line.
Well, one assistant coach for Prairie that I know is going to get his position group around him inside the halftime locker room and have a long talk is defensive backs coach Ashton Northern. because they're allowing number six, Nate Tyson, to get behind them much too frequently right now.
Ashton, former Jayhawk, former Coco Hawk.
That's right.
And a pretty good one at both schools. First down, Hawks. Down to four on the play clock. One setback. Borsett coming in motion. He's going to get it on the jet sweep. Marty Borsett to the 25. Splits defenders 30. He's to the 40 and thrown out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Boy, the sweeps are just breaking Central's back right now. They do not have an answer for it.
And it doesn't matter who runs it. Borsett goes for 16. First down, Prairie.
Until they find a way to contain that and turn it back upfield, you're going to see that all night long from Mark Bliss.
First and 10, Hawks at the 42. They'll send Levi Usher to the left side, LaGrange out to the right. Two receivers that way. And on the keeper coming to the left is Simonson. Off the fake, he'll go for a couple. Out to about the 44-yard line and lit again on the stop for the Blue Devils. I've got all kinds of bugs visiting me, John.
Well, we got the windows open here in the press box tonight and the lights on, so they're trying to get in here and have a free meal.
They're not dumb, are they? Simonson, five carries now for a total of 14 yards and a touchdown. Second down and eight. Borsett coming in motion again, left or right. He'll get it on the sweep, and this time, good defensive play by Tyson to stay home, and Marty Borsett goes for a couple to the 46. That was the best they looked against the sweep all night.
Well, they're getting so many looks at it that they've got to get better at it here. Just a tired bunch of Central Blue Devils right now, though. Look at a lot of those numbers out there. You see them out there the entire game. It doesn't matter. Special teams, offense, defense, a lot of those guys going both ways. So that's a gut check for them.
Twin stack left, twins to the right. Dalton Rayner in as a wide receiver. Third down, long six. Shotgun snap, throw out to Usher on the island. Makes the catch, cuts it back 45 to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet, gets loose. Down the sideline, and he is gone. Levi Usher turns on the jets and goes for the touchdown from 54 yards out.
54-yard strike. And that was just a simple wide receiver screen that Usher juked and faked his way down the sideline. Some arm tackling there that he eluded by the Central Blue Devils. And just a lovely play out there. Great individual effort by Usher. Four possessions in a row yield four touchdowns for Prairie.
See if the Hawks go for two here. They got the swinging gate going. They've got Rayner, the backup quarterback, and he's going to get it. He'll toss it back to Usher. Usher's going to fling it in the end zone, and it's caught over there on the far side by Brody Bohr.
And there's the beauty of Mark Bliss's scheming offensive mind right there.
Linebacker catches a two-point conversion.
A reverse run that turned into a pass in the corner of the end zone. Just when you think you got that play figured out, you don't know what's coming.
So Prairie up 28-7 now. As they get the two-point conversion here with 3:06 to play here in the first half. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back for the kickoff and the final 3:06 of the first half from Davenport right after this as you're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
3:06 remaining in the first half. Prairie up three touchdowns, 28-7. Hawks have scored on their last four drives. That one converting a third down play as the Hawks go 54 yards in the passes. The simple out from Simonson to Levi Usher. Here's the kick, and this one's going to go into the end zone. Collette's getting stronger and stronger as the night goes.
Yes, he is. And the wind, what little there was to start the game, is gone. So this is all on the strength of his leg.
Davenport Central down 28-7. We'll have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. As Zach Taylor coming out from the far sideline here at Brady Street.
Blue Devils just don't have that spring in their step that they did to start this game, Scott. The guys just don't come off the field.
They're just very tired bunch right now. Williams is a setback. They're going to go with the jumbo package. A little bit of a backward wishbone, and Taylor on the keeper himself and takes it about a yard. Good job of recognizing that, coming up with the tackle there for Prairie. It was Jaden Goose got him from the, or yeah, it was Goose, 44.
Well, you know that defensive coordinator Jim Dostal really challenged his linebackers to step up and have a big game tonight. And between he and LaGrange, the two of them have been in on just about every tackle, in between the hash marks anyway, in this game so far.
Second down, 9. Prairie with a four-man defensive front. Taylor on the deep handoff. Williams left side and buried after a gain of 1. Goose was there. We're going to get a Prairie timeout here, I believe. Eric Kelly also there for the Hawks, along with Brandon Hauser. We'll get a Prairie timeout.
Yeah, Mark Bliss had all three of his timeouts, and he's looking at the clock. He's got 2:17 here left in this half, and he would love to have as much of that back on his side when his offense goes back out as he can.
Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at what's coming for games tomorrow. Final week, as we mentioned, of non-district play.
In 4A.
The other five classes in Iowa got district play underway last week. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the KGYM Scoreboard Show brought to you by J.D. Byrider. That'll be coming your way tomorrow evening. After the games, going to get a word. Randy Krejci's going to be over at Linmar Stadium for the Linmar Wash game. Give us a report on that one tomorrow night. And also, going to hear on the way back, down 151 from Marion coach Tim Lovell. Third down and 8. Central needs to cross the 30-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, and now we're going to get a Davenport Central timeout. So back-to-back timeouts here, one by Prairie, and now one by Davenport Central.
I'm not sure they had 11 on the field, Scott.
No, they didn't. Did not have 11 on the field and got that rectified and taken care of. So everybody should be pretty rested going into this pretty big third down play because Prairie still has 2 timeouts left.
Yes, they would love to force the punt here and should be able to set up shop somewhere around midfield unless they would get a nice return. But so far in this game, Prairie seems to be getting stronger as the game goes on and tightening up things that maybe were a little bit loosey-goosey at the beginning.
Well, like we said, I don't think it's a guarded secret. I think this is the best surprise, and I hate to use the word surprise. Maybe we all underestimated Prairie going into the year. It's a good football team.
And it's easy to do that because of the quality seniors off of last year's team. But this bunch of seniors this year that are stepping into their shoes are saying, hey, what about us?
Third down and 8. Taylor to throw. Deep drop, rolling to the near side. Hit as he throws. Throws upfield, nearly intercepted by Zach Gansky. Linebacker dropped and got in front of the tight end Andrews on the drag. And it's fourth down, and it stops the clock.
Nicely thrown ball there, but Gansky did step right in front of it and probably should have picked that off and got a good return after the interception. But as it is, Hawks are going to line up for the punt return here with Smith again, the lone back.
He'll line up at about the 45. There's still 2:10 to play. Prairie with 2 timeouts to play with here as well. Gonzalez has been busy here in the first half. Here comes a rush. Got it away. Angling to the near side. And we'll take a big Blue Devil bounce inside the 45, inside the 40, rolling toward the 35. And we'll roll dead at the 34-yard line. That'll be a 44-yard punt, no return.
One of the advantages of these rugby-style kicks anymore, Scott, is they sacrifice the hang time for the angle to the sideline as well as the distance that you can get off of a bounce if it's not fielded cleanly. And that's what Gonzalez has been making a living on here as he has punted four, count them, five times here in this first half.
Especially on the field turf. You can get that big old bounce. Usher to the left side. Two receivers to the top for Prairie. 28-7 Hawks. Two timeouts. First and 10 at the 34. Shotgun to Simonson. Deep drop. Hit as he throws. Throws right side. Man out there. Caught LaGrange. Took a big hit. Came down with it. Inside the 40. Down to the Blue Devil 38-yard line. Great throw under duress and a good catch.
Thrown right into double coverage, too. And for LaGrange to pick that out with two guys on either shoulder, great concentration on his part.
Gain of 28. 5 for 6, Dakota Simonson tonight.
Had all kinds of time back there to look at that field, throw down the pocket.
Clock starts up, minute 37. Simonson rolling left, looking to throw. Still has it. Throws sideline, leaping catch made. Was he in bounds? No. Usher out of bounds, and it'll be second and 10. Simonson so far, well over 100 yards. 126 yards, one touchdown, 5 out of 7 in the first half.
All well thrown to Usher out there on the Prairie sideline, but just could not get a foot down. Momentum carried him into the white boundary.
Stops the clock, though, 90 seconds to play, first half. And a Prairie 28-7 lead. Simonson to throw again. Has time. Throws deep middle. Going for Usher. Makes the leaping catch at the 10. And then brought down at about the 6-yard line by Kelvin McDonald. First and goal. What an athletic grab by Levi Usher.
Yeah, nicely thrown ball right down the seam in the middle of the field between the hash marks. And all of a sudden, Mark Bliss abandoning that outside running game and going to the air.
15 first downs here in the first half for the Prairie Hawks. Three receivers to the left side. Here is a direct snap to Gansky. Sweeping left, cuts it back to the end zone, dives in, touchdown. Zach Gansky gets his second touchdown run. And Prairie ups the lead.
Five possessions, five touchdowns for the Prairie Hawks in a row here.
34-7, Prairie lead, still with a minute 7 to play here in the first half. 48-second drive that time by the Prairie Hawks. Collette to try the extra point out of the hold of Dalton Rayner. Good snap, and the kick on its way, and it is good. 35-7 now, Prairie on top.
Well, that's why you take that timeout defensively that Mark Bliss took, and you've still, after the scoring strike, still got a minute 7 left in the half here for Central.
Prairie's done a really nice job, not only offensively, but I think defensively as well. A couple breakdowns in the defensive secondary, but other than that, been very good.
Yeah, with the exception of the two times that the speedster, Nate Tyson, has gotten deep behind their cornerbacks. Really, they've done a great job defensively here. Sound tackling, swarming to the ball, gang tackling, a lot of different names being involved here. But they'll get that secondary deficiency taken care of at halftime. I know position coach Ashton Northern is going to have a little chat about that. Keep things in front of the guys that on those two occasions they have. And other than that, really, the defense is taking care of business here so far in this first half.
Colette's been hitting them into the end zone with regularity here tonight. Let's see what he does right here.
Yeah, he's like the whole team. He's just getting stronger as the game goes on right now.
35-7 as Prairie looks to go 3-1 going into district play. And just a huge game coming up next Friday night against Iowa City West.
Hard not to look ahead, isn't it?
Here's the approach and the kick. More of a line drive kick, but still will get the job done into the end zone. Central, other than the first drive, really has had no field position either.
Well, yeah, their last three possessions have all been from the 20, so you put with that from starting from their own 7, their own 27, and their own 30, and they just have had no field position whatsoever tonight.
Prairie sophomore football team having some fun below us.
And why not? They had their way with their opponent earlier this evening.
Yeah, they went to 3-1 as well. First down, Davenport Central, 107 to play. Blue Devils with one timeout left. They're going to go with the pro set formation this time. Taylor hands it off, tackle. Starting left, cutting it back to the middle, Kobe Williams. Maybe a yard out to about the 22.
Williams carried the football.
And that is about it.
Tackle by number 56.
Cam LaGrange up there for Prairie on the stop. He's had a good first half. They'll give him a couple. Called second down, a little less than 8. Could be the final play of the first half. Prairie doesn't look like they're going to call any timeouts here. Second down, 8. Same play. Left side, Williams lowers his shoulder. Runs into Eric Kelly. Runs into Calvin Heenick as he'll get up close to the 25-yard line, and that probably will take us to the end of the first half. 28-0 second quarter for the Prairie Hawks. And they're going to carry a 35-7 lead into the halftime break here at Brady Street Stadium. Halftime score, Cedar Rapids Prairie 35, Davenport Central 7. We'll come back to Brady Street Stadium and talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back to Davenport right after this as you're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union from KGYM Sports.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
It's O Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings plus earn double points on over 225 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O, oh, O, oh, O, oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
As a pro, I'm always looking for ways to make my business better. And I know I could trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. With events that feature special savings just for pros, getting the best price on the things I need couldn't be easier.
Now through September 16th at Lowe's during Pro Appreciation, pro customers will get 5% off store-wide or 10% off when using a Lowe's business credit account in-store or at lowesforpros.com. Valid September 12th through 16th. See Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
It's time for Straight Talk. We've got the best job in the world, Greeny.
You got that right.
We get to travel all over the country to watch games, but we need to know our cell phones work
wherever we go.
That's why I love Straight Talk Wireless. They use exact same networks as the big companies.
The same towers?
Yep. Straight Talk has the same great coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, but for a lot less.
Wow.
So why haven't you switched to Straight Talk?
Know what? I have no idea.
Get an unlimited plan for just $45 with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Welcome back to Brady Street Stadium here in Davenport. Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty. Halftime score, Cedar Rapids Prairie 35 and Davenport Central 7. And Prairie with 28 unanswered points in that second quarter. John scored on the four possessions they had the ball in that second 12 minutes.
Five. That's right. Five in a row. Just getting stronger as the game goes on, Scott. And I don't think it's a matter that they got off the bus sleepy or that they had a slow start because they weren't ready to get into the game. I just credit Davenport Central for coming out ready to play. And the guys are fresh at that point. And they were given, on the first two possessions offensively for Prayer anyway, they gave them everything they could handle as they forced the punts. But then you could just see the attrition start to wear on Davenport Central as they've only got the 23 guys dressed and most of them playing on all three sides of the ball. Prairie just really getting stronger as the game goes on. Central just struggling to, you know, keep fluid in them and get a few blows maybe every so often if they can get a chance to come off the field.
Prairie Hawks, 28-0 second quarter, and they held Davenport Central just to 30 total yards in that second quarter. Aside from the 76-yard touchdown pass, only 34 yards in that first half for the Blue Devil offense.
Yeah, and defensively they've got to just be feeling really good about things right now. They obviously had that as a goal tonight to come in here and put up a very good show defensively after the large number of points that they gave away last week against Clinton. So so far, with 24 minutes under their belt, they've taken care of business that way. See if they can come out and sustain that in the second half and keep the speedster, number six, Nate Tyson, in front of their defensive backs.
We'll take a look at some games coming up tomorrow night as the Davenport Central Marching Band makes their way out onto the field. But first of all, let's take a look at the halftime numbers here. Four total yards first half. Prairie, 243 yards. Or make it 343 yards in the first half. 343 for Prairie, 110 for Davenport Central. Prairie, pretty darn good balance. 185 on the ground, 158 through the air. Dakota Simonson, really terrific first half. He was 6 of 8 for 158 yards and one touchdown. And that was a throw, Simonson to Levi Usher. Usher with a great first half. Three grabs, 106 yards, and a touchdown. Preston LaGrange has two catches for 47 yards. Stuart Boston with one for a total of 5 yards in the first half. On the ground, Joe Meyer has carried it 8 times for 97 yards and a touchdown. Zach Gansky has carried it 7 times, 56 yards. He's got a couple of touchdowns so far in the first half of play. Also, Simonson has carried it a total of 5 times for a total of 14 yards in the first half of play. And Marty Borseth with a couple of carries for 18 yards. Prairie with 15 first downs, 2 penalties for 10 yards, and the game's only sack so far. For Davenport Central, 110 total yards. 76 came on the touchdown pass to Nate Tyson. So far, Zach Taylor, 4 out of 8 for 91 yards in the first half and 1 touchdown. On the ground, Kobe Williams, 11 carries for 25 yards to lead Davenport Central. The Blue Devils with 2 first downs, 4 penalties for 20 yards. Neither team with a turnover in the first half. Central, 2 for 7 on third down tries. Prairie, 1 for 3 so far on third down tries. How about this for time of possession? Davenport Central, 12 minutes and 1 second. Prairie, 11 minutes 59 seconds. Pretty darn close right there.
That stat won't probably tell you anything about the scoreboard tonight, but it usually does.
As we are at halftime in Prairie, up 35-7, and Central is going to get the ball first to start the second half of play.
Scott, can we take just a second? Can I ask you a question? Because I've never seen this in the 14 years we've been doing this thing together. Did I just wake up at the Super Bowl halftime show? There are risers, a stage, a podium being put out on the field by the Davenport Central Band.
They got a whole thing going on.
This looks like the Super Bowl halftime show.
And it's taken half the first half time to get it put together, but by golly, it's down. And they're going to get it put together.
We'll try and bring you the result of that after we get done talking about some other things going on.
Absolutely. Jeff Kennedy coming up tomorrow night. City High and West High coming up tomorrow night as well. First of all, Battle of the Boot. You got West going in 3-0. I don't think they've been a surprise so far this year, but everyone knew about Oliver Martin. They didn't know who was going to be the quarterback. They knew about Devontae Lane. Mm-hmm. I think, obviously, the win over Muscatine really set people on the air for West High.
I think the question was, can they find a quarterback that's going to get the ball to Martin and Lane? And the answer to that, of course, was yes. I think the other thing that people maybe undersold Iowa City West was that they lost a lot of outstanding seniors. And was the incoming group of seniors going to step up and take their place? And the answer, of course, to that was yes, too. But there's been just such a tremendous tradition at Iowa City West. Got a good young coach now in Garrett Hartwig, who has his feet on the ground and has got his system firmly entrenched, is established, has got the teams coming through back-to-back now that can take care of business. I think everybody pretty much knew this was going to be an exceptional year for Iowa City High and Dan Sabers, but it's fun to see that Battle of the Boot take on a little extra added significance and flair this year. Not that it's been down necessarily, but this year both teams just right up their marquee teams again.
Yeah, and let's see how City High comes off the loss. Ames, good football team. They're also 2-1, but City High had two turnovers deep in Ames territory. Cost them in that game.
Well, yeah, and I think it's fair to say that that was a surprise to many of us that are comparative score watchers, because the week before, Ames got throttled pretty handily by Cedar Falls. So it just kind of stood to reason with comparative scores that the Little Hawks should have taken care of the Little Cyclones, but that was not the case. Somebody forgot to tell that to Little Cyclones coming up Highway 30.
They won the Little Cyhawks. There was a lot of little things going on last week at that one. But we'll have that coming up on the South Gym tomorrow night. And then our game, we're back in Kingston for Kennedy and Jeff. Jeff's good football team. They're 0-3, but
better than the record
indicates.
That's
better than the record.
They've got, a very, very productive offense. The defense is probably the area that they're going to try and shore up the most. That as well as special teams. But as we said earlier, a lot of these guys played in middle school together and attended the same middle school. So, you know, there's a lot of emotion that goes into that Jeff Kennedy game, and it'll be on display for us tomorrow night.
And you got Kennedy with the shutout of Dubuque Hempstead last week to go to
big
one.
Big pounding.
And two, Kennedy needed that. Unfortunately for Hempstead, they got in the way.
I think that Kennedy unleashed a lot of frustration in their opening losses to Washington and Muscatine, and you just knew that they were going to be able to run the ball, but it was a matter of when is that going to come, and unfortunately at Hempstead's expense.
And Rizaya Maney stepping in as the featured back now for the Kennedy Cougars.
He's such a talented back. This is such a strong running back, too. So many skills that it's good for Kennedy to know who their go-to man is, because I'm not sure they knew who that was going to be in the first 2 weeks.
Other games coming up tomorrow. You've got Washington at Linmar. Randy Krejci will be over there to report for that on the scoreboard for us. Interesting game. Wash can't afford a letdown after coming over here to beat Bettendorf last week, going over to Linmar.
And, you know, I'll tell you from years of coaching experience that if there's anything I learned, and I was a slow learner, Scott, but I did learn that when you come off of an emotional week in an emotional game that was tightly contested, like Wash had in their overtime victory of Bettendorf, it's tough to get back up that next week. And it's counterintuitive, because you think in football, oh my gosh, you've got 7 days to get ready for the next game. It doesn't make any difference. So Wash is going to have to try and avoid maybe a first half letdown a little bit coming off of that emotional win at Bettendorf last week.
Some of the other games tomorrow night in Class 4A. We'll start there. Mentioned Wash at Linmar. How about Western Dubuque going to the Dome to take on Cedar Falls? That's going to be a very interesting game. Muscatine goes to Eldridge to take on North Scott. Also coming up, Bettendorf and Pleasant Valley exchange pleasantries tomorrow.
And they're two of the better teams here in the eastern half of the state, so that's going to be one that we're going to want to watch the results for. In terms of that Western Dubuque-Cedar Falls game, Scott, I think people don't quite understand how good Cedar Falls' defense is this year.
Yep.
Their offense might be a little bit down, but this is going to be one of those outstanding Tiger defenses that the opposition is going to have to worry about.
The Xavier Saints tomorrow night will be at home to take on Charles City, and they are going to honor the state championship team from 10 years ago. I can't believe it's been 10 years, but they will be back there, Will Martin and all that crew, and hopefully a lot of them will get back to be recognized.
Yeah, and you know Dwayne Schulte and that group from 10 years ago are going to really enjoy the memory of that tremendous season And my question to you is, are they going to do a reenactment of the Josh Lorenzen forced fumble into the draw host pickup for the long touchdown that turned that semifinal game around?
I think they might. I think they might.
I think they should reenact that.
That would be that'll be very interesting. Also, tomorrow you've got Marion on the road. They go up to Dubuque Wallert tomorrow night. And Coach Lovell's got the Indians rolling two
yes.
in a row.
Indians are on the warpath right now, if you will, and feeling their oats, and that's a good thing for Marion because I don't hear anybody talking about the losing streak anymore after the last 2 weeks' wins.
Biggest game probably in 3A tomorrow. Solon goes to Washington, Iowa.
Yes.
That's a big matchup tomorrow night.
Yes.
That's in Class 3A. Some of the 2A games coming up. District 4, which has got seemingly all top 10 teams in it. You got Cascade at Waukon. Monticello goes to number one North Fayette Valley. And Union will be at home. They get Old Wine coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow evening. Mount Vernon gets Mid Prairie. And Mid Prairie's lost their last couple of games. So that should be a very interesting matchup coming up tomorrow.
Mount Vernon on a roll right now.
Yes, they are. They put 78 or something like
78
that
78 points last week against Comanche.
And they took some frustrations out. as well, 1A, Maquoketa Valley at West Branch. That could be for the District 3 championship already in week number 2. Still some games to go, obviously, but I think that's going to be a big one when it comes down to the end of the year.
No doubt. They're two of the top dogs, and that game will loom large, I'm sure, in the seedings for the playoffs.
North Lynn goes to Lisbon tomorrow. Lisbon hasn't been scored on yet.
Speaking of defenses, Lisbon's got it rolling down there right now, and I'm guessing there's probably a lot of Brad Smith's wrestlers on that team.
I would imagine. Doing a great job with that. Halftime here, it's 35-7 Cedar Rapids Prairie on top of Davenport Central. The Prairie Hawks are out. They're trying to get the kinks worked out from halftime, and the band is
the Super Bowl halftime show is still going on. And the answer to the question with the platforms and risers was that they featured their percussion drums and name all the other percussion instruments. I don't know what they are, but they had their first number that just really featured them, and they were up on the podium there.
Yeah, having a ball up there. And a good halftime performance there for the Blue Devils of Davenport Central.
They really do have an impressive band.
They do. 35-7 here at halftime as they will make their way off field turf. And, they'll throw 3 minutes up on the board. And Prairie already out there, and Davenport Central coming out as well. So let's do this. Let's go ahead. We'll take our one-minute break here at halftime, and we'll come back, get you into second half play. Brady Street Stadium here in Davenport. Halftime score, this Class 4A non-district game, Cedar Rapids Prairie 35 and Davenport Central 7. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school football coverage here on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Friday night, Metro Class 4A playoff teams from a year ago, lock horns in a non-district showdown. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM from Kingston Stadium as the Jefferson Jayhawks take on the Kennedy Cougars. Kennedy is coming off a big road shutout win, and meet a Jayhawk bunch looking for a victory. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Jefferson at Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Back at halftime here in Davenport, Scott Unash and John Hegarty, and several bugs. Whoa.
Windows are open in the press box tonight, and they like the lights on above us.
They are jumpers, too, man.
And we're up high. We're on the second floor of this press box.
Absolutely. Beautiful view here at Brady Street Stadium. They have the Brady Street Bunch on the other side. That is the student section from Davenport Central.
That's right. They're having a whiteout tonight.
Yes, they are.
Very good band and student turnout here by Davenport Central tonight. They've got a nice community spirit going on here.
Yeah. You know, and this is not a bad football team, but they just don't have the numbers. And as soon as they got tired, bang, Prairie. And also, great play calling by Mark Bliss tonight.
Yeah, just it's a battle of attrition for Davenport Central here. Their players just literally don't get a chance to get off the field and get any blows. And Prairie's got enough people that they can do some platooning, obviously can rotate people to a greater degree than Davenport Central. So, it would not surprise me if we get the continuous clock here in the second half. And that's not to say that Davenport Central's not putting up a fight. They're giving everything they have. They're a very spirited, spunky bunch with a lot of good, talented players here. They've got good skills, good fundamentals, but right now they just don't have the bodies to be able to put out there fresh on the field for the entire game.
Davenport Central is going to get the ball to start quarter number three. Of course, Prairie has been on a terrific run. Got to see Rocky Bennett earlier on tonight, the athletic director here. State track champions in 4A, and then the great run that the baseball team had in the summer to win the championship.
Yeah, that run that the baseball team put on for the state title, you know, that's hard to do in baseball, as you well know, Scott.
Absolutely. And they took that number one seeding, that number one ranking, and took it all the way to the state championship down at Principal Park in Des Moines.
If you went back into the history of the seedings and then the results of the state tournament, I bet you the number one team very seldom ends up winning it, but Prairie did it from start to finish.
What a beautiful night for football. Full moon night here, and not much of a wind at all. Temperature dropped a little bit. We started off at about 78 degrees. It's down to 72 degrees. Crystal clear skies. And our buddy Dennis is probably a little disappointed he's not here tonight.
That's right. We're down our sideline, outstanding sideline reporter, Dennis Canuck. And we would have had a few crampage updates there, I think, in that first half had Dennis been here.
Collette, the kickoff for Prairie. From left to right, the Hawks will defend the north goal here in quarter number three. Here is the approach. The kick, we're underway. High, a little shorter kick this time. 6-yard line, Williams. Coming to the right side to the 10 and brought down on an ankle solo tackle by Eric Kelly at the 16-yard line. That was a thing of beauty. 9-yard return, and Central will have it at the 16-yard line. Zach Taylor has been the quarterback all night. We anticipate him coming back out there for the Blue Devils. And for Prairie, up front, Henick, Nisley, Hauser, Goose. We've seen Half Hill up there as well. Eric Kelly, Cameron LaGrange, Zach Gansky, Brady Bohr, Preston LaGrange, Joe Meyer, Marty Borsa. The defense for the Prairie Hawks. First down and 10. Offset eye to the left side with receivers left and right. Off the quick count, Taylor gives it off to Williams. Starts left, kicks it to the middle, and gets a couple. Jaden Goose was there for Prairie. Also getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Hawks was Brandon Hauser. Only going to give him a gain of one there.
Straight drive, dive, trying to quickly get through that guard tackle crease. But you're running right into Jaden Goose at his defensive end position, and that's just not going to work tonight.
Second down and 9. McKee out to the left side for Davenport Central. They're going to run a little option here. And the ball is loose on the pitch. It was deflected at the 18, and who's got it? Taylor at a late pitch got deflected, and I think Central got it back.
Officials in there pulling bodies off of the pile, trying to figure out, and we still have no indication, but it does appear as though.
Yep, Blue Devils got it.
Usually you'll see the defense jumping up and down, pointing their direction if that's the case, but not this time.
Isaiah Litt fell on it for the Blue Devils. First time we saw option, they went short side with it.
Well, and that's why so many teams don't like to run option, Scott, is it's so easy to put the ball on the ground, as you just saw there.
Third down and 8. They're going to send Hill to the left, one setback, slot right side, short drop. Taylor guns the slant, caught 25-yard line, and it's going to be Smith. Did he take the ball away?
He stripped it out.
From the receiver, Prairie's indicating that Tyson was the receiver, and I think Smith just took it away.
Yep, completed out pattern there, where the receiver, Nate Tyson, stopped and just grabbed the ball, took it in, but was stripped away by the Prairie Hawk, and this ball's going over now to the offense for Prairie.
That'll be ruled a fumble. And Prairie will get it back here after the terrific defensive play by Jalen Smith, 5'9", 150-pound junior. First and 10 Hawks at the Central 25-yard line. Meyer coming in motion, fake to him, up the middle. Gansky, big hole, 20-15. Submarines his way down to the 14. That'll be a gain of 11 and another Prairie first down. And if Prairie puts one in here and gets the extra point, John, we'll have a continuous clock.
Hawks offense anxious to get back up and get that next play called.
Slot left side on first down. Here is the handoff right side. Following his blocker, getting inside the 10 is Gansky. Down to about the Blue Devil 8, and I think we've got an injured Davenport Central player, and that's Litt.
Isaiah Litt, number 21 on the tackle.
And he rolls around a bit, gets up, and looks like he's going to be okay.
He's going to have to go out for a play, however. Gansky, the go-to guy right now, down inside the red zone, though, for Mark Bliss's offense.
Hunter Terry is coming in, 5'6", 160-pound running back for the Hawks. Boston in the slot right. Simonson will set everybody down, and now they're going to a little bit of a jumbo package. The reverse wishbone. And now we've got a fumble. Ruski, and taking it for the touchdown is Hunter Terry.
Why does Rudy come to mind when I watch that play?
5'6", 160 pounds, Hunter Terry. They put that ball on the ground, and he took it on a sweep.
And that is what that's called, the old fumble-rooski.
Except it wasn't a lineman, because that's not legal anymore.
And you can't put it quite on the ground either, because then it would be a down. But that was designed for Terry for sure.
Good job for that senior. So Prairie within an extra point of getting the continuous clock going, and the kick is up, and it is good. And it's now 42-7. We will take a 30-second timeout, come back with the kick. 42-7, Prairie on top. Back after this here on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here at Brady Street Stadium. Hunter Terry's 5'6", but he may be the tallest guy on the sideline right now.
He is getting all kinds of congratulations from his Hawk teammates here, as he is a big man on campus right now.
And that was just a little payback for a lot of work on scout teams, et cetera, I think, over the years.
Yeah, that's a good feel-good story there, kind of a little bit of Rudy-esque by the coaching staff, and everybody's all smiles for the Prairie Hawks to see Hunter Terry get that touchdown.
42-7, and now it's going to be the continuous clock. We got a 35-point lead for Prairie. Colette to kick it away. A high kick, deep kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. So Central will have it at the 20-yard line. Might start to see a few new white shirts coming in for the Hawks here in the next couple of drives. Going to have an extra day to get ready for West High, though, next week.
Yeah, and that's huge. I always thought in the ability for your team to get one extra day look at your opponent on film and for you to walk through and practice those schemes that they're going to try and put out there against you. It's a huge advantage for Prairie coming up next week with that big game and, you know, highly anticipated showdown in that district.
Tyson left, Hill, or make that Hill to the left, Tyson to the right. One set back for Central. Taylor to throw. Going to throw deep. Far side. Has a man out there, but overshot. Hill incomplete. Smith was back there. LaGrange coming over for safety help for Prairie, but that ball was overthrown. So it'll be second down. Clock continues to wind. 8:35 to play here in the third.
Taylor throws a good long ball, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's had some time back there to set up in the pocket and unleash it, too.
Prairie's had one sack tonight.
Really haven't had any blitzing backers to speak of. Jim Dossel, defensive coordinator, just kind of letting them play a base defense tonight.
Alex Heisdorfer is in there for Prairie, 6'1", 240, and a senior. Hill in motion right to left. Now hand it off right side to Williams. Gets to the 20-yard line. Crosses that, gets to the 21, and then strung out. Eric Kelly for Prairie. Also, the aforementioned Alex Heisdorfer in there on the stop. Central has just not been able to get the running game going. Yeah, and when you run it as much as they do, you have to do it.
And they've been living on third and nine all night long, and that's not a play that any coach wants to have a play for.
2 for 8 tonight on third down tries for Central. Play clock down to 16. Tyson and Hill, receivers. They'll go with Litt in the slot to the left side on third down. Long 8. Taylor short drop, back to throw. Guns the far side, caught by Hill. And going to be brought down short of a first down. At about the 28-yard line, going to be pickup of 6.
Passes for number 9. Taylor for number 1.
Going to bring the punt team back out, however, for another special teams return for Prairie here now.
5th 3-and-out in the game for Davenport Central. And they will punt it away from the 28-yard line. Jalen Smith will drop back for the Hawks. Gonzalez, 6th punt of the night. High snap brought down. Gets it away. End over end, Smith, line drive kick, has some room, 45, cuts it back at the 50-yard line, 45, splits defenders, 40, 30, down the far hash mark, still on his feet, spins away at the 20, and caught from behind at the 16 by the punter. And Prairie will have it in the red zone at the 16-yard line. Big time return that time.
Second possession in a row now in this half where the Hawk offense is going to come out with a short porch here. Last time they started on the Central 25, now in the red zone at the Central 16.
First down, Hawks at the 16-yard line. And the direct snap comes to Meyer, going to sweep left. Got about 5, maybe 6 for Cameron Hart. Came in and made the tackle for the Blue Devils. We'll call it a gain of 6. And Meyer's over 100 yards now.
Yeah, Gansky's been the go-to man inside the red zone here, at least in terms of the rushing attack, but now they're going to get Meyer back out there and get the ball in his hands.
Prairie up 42-7. Continuous clock going. 5:15 to play third quarter. Second down, a little less than 5. Again, direct snap. Gansky through the hole, 5 and in. Touchdown. Right through the right side. Good blocking over there. Chance Halfhill, Nisley, and Heenick.
There's the hat trick for Gansky.
And Prairie now up 48-7. And Gansky, as you said, he's got 3. One more for the Bundy. Prairie will try the extra point here. Clock stops with 5:07 to play here in the third quarter. And it will be Collette to try the extra point. It's on its way, and it's good. 5:07 to play here in quarter number three. Prairie on their way to win number three of the year. Hawks lead at 49-7. And we'll come back with the kickoff after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you for the kickoff here at Brady Street Stadium. As Cedar Rapids Prairie with a 49-7 lead over Davenport Central. In a battle of 2-1 teams, the Prairie scored 49 last week. They put 49 up this week.
Seven possessions have yielded seven touchdowns in a row for Prairie. And my guess with the continuous clock now, we're going to see Scott dig into his roster for some Prairie names that we have not mentioned heretofore.
Including those guys from Western.
That's right. We need to get some of Coach Hagerty's neighbors involved here. I've been hearing no end of this, and I said, well, you guys got to get out there on the field for me to throw your name out.
He's out there right now, Spencer Kikaver.
That's right, number 58. He's been the first guy down the field on the kickoff team, but I know he wants to get out there on offense or defense too.
Here's the kick. A little shorter kick this time. And it's going to be Williams at the 12, angling to the right, to the 20, head of steam, to the 30, to the 40, and tripped up right there by Eric Kelly as he got to the 40-yard line.
Easily the best starting field position of the night for Central.
And they will have it. Just we'll see where they mark it. They're going to mark it right at the 40-yard line. And, Mr. Key Kafer's out there.
That's right.
For Prairie. See if there's 11 out there. Yep, 11. Hawks have the right numbers out there. When you get the second team guys, sometimes you don't have the right numbers. But they got them out there. First and 10, Central. Down 49-7 at the 40-yard line. Toss sweep left side. This is Hill being chased, and he got collided with by Marty Forsett. Wow. Just lowered the boom and took him down for a loss of three.
Let you imagine that you're a defensive back playing your corner position, and they run a sweep your way, and you've got a beat on it, and there's no way that your head of steam is going to miss the shoulder pads into the breadbasket there of the running back. That's what Forsett had.
Braxton Zimmerman in there on the front line also. Alex Heisdorfer for Prairie. Get some of the other names in there. 55, Derek Horak in there for Prairie. Five-man front right now. Second down, 13. And we're going to have a false start in Davenport Central. Also, Andrew McAtee in there for Prairie. Spencer's in there.
Spencer's in there, and that's right. Looking good.
Mitchell Jones, 5'10", 175-pounder in there for Prairie. I think I see 10 new faces in there. Taylor back to throw, and going to swing it out to the near side. Caught by Hill, turns it up at the 40, dances back to the middle of the field, and brought down by Andrew McAtee as he gets out to about the 43-yard line.
Hill fighting cramps because he just never comes off the field, but still put on a dazzling array of moves in that position, a definite play there. He can stop on a diamond jitterbug.
Fourth catch of the night for Novi Hill. Third and 7 for Central. 2:40 to play, third quarter. Hill to the right. And out to the left side, Anthony McKee. Pro set formation. They'll keep it on the ground to Williams. To the 45, to the 15. He's got a first down. Heisdorfer brings him down, but that'll move the chains to the Prairie 49 on a gain of 8.
Nice effort after first contact there to pick up that first down.
That is the first down for Davenport Central since the first quarter. Coming in limping is Nate Tyson. He's a junior. Zach Taylor, the quarterback, he's a senior. Litt's a junior. Hill's a junior. And a few sophomores sprinkled in. So a lot of talent back next year. Hand off Williams. Hit at the line of scrimmage by McAtee. Tried to spin off that. Couldn't do it. Heisdorfer there. John, I'll let you do it.
Yeah, Spencer Kike for coming off the top of the pile, too.
No gain.
Representing the Ridgetop Drive Coalition of Western Western.
Good to get Western Western
That's
in there.
Right.
Second down and 10. Minute 22 to play here in quarter number three. And Prairie up big 49-7. Play clock down to 10. Litt will line up in the pro set formation. Quick snap, handoff to Williams, cuts it back, gets to the 45 of Prairie and down to the 44. And hanging the tackle, Levi Usher playing a little defense for Prairie on this drive.
Clock moving right along here. We're getting very close to the end of this third period.
Yeah, we're under a minute here in the third. Prairie up big. As Central bringing in the plays from the sidelines. Get you the third quarter numbers coming up here in just a little bit. Could be the final play here of quarter number three. Off the quick count, same play. Hand off to Williams, lowers the shoulder. He's got a first down. Struggling his way inside the 40 and all the way down to the 36-yard line. That'll move the chains.
Be enough for the first down, but it will not stop the clock.
We're down to the end of quarter number three. After three, Prairie well on their way to win number three. Hawks 49, Davenport Central 7. We'll come back with quarter number four after this one-minute timeout here on KGYN.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Scott Unash, John Haggerty back with you here at Brady Street Stadium as we head into the fourth quarter. As Cedar Rapids Prairie with a big 49-7 lead over Davenport Central here tonight. It was a 7-7 game going into quarter number two, and Prairie has scored on their last seven possessions. Right now, Central on a good drive at the 36. Taylor short drop, looking far side, throws the out, caught by Hill at the 30. Turns it up inside the numbers and out of bounds. And he'll have a first down after a gain of 11.
Ridden out of bounds by Mitchell Jones. There on the coverage for the Hawks.
First down, number five of the night for Davenport Central. Clock keeps moving, though. Down to the Prairie, 25-yard line. Again, a lot of entire second-team defense in there right now for the Prairie Hawks. On first down, out of the straight eye, handoff, second back through Williams. Little hesitation step, and Williams gets about three. Before he was taken down, and on the tackle that time for Prairie was Grant Smith, 5'11", 160 pounds, who came up, put the lick on him. Williams with 48 yards tonight. Total yardage through three quarters, Prairie 388 yards, 156 for Davenport Central. Prairie with 230 on the ground. Second down, quick count. Williams up the middle. runs in to Spencer Kiekhafer, who makes the stop.
Yep. With an assist from Grant Smith going low as Kiekhafer came in high.
And it'll be third down coming up here for the Blue Devils. Well, in this district, Prairie, you've got the Hawks, Linmar, Kennedy, and Iowa City West. Only two of those teams are going to make the playoffs this year. Keep that in mind. Going to be some very interesting head-to-head matchups starting next week.
Sure, but then the Hawks don't play Kennedy until week 9 at the end.
Williams off tackle left, turns it up at the 15, and should move the sticks. Takes it down to about the 14. That's a gain of 7.
That will be enough for a first down.
And some very interesting games starting next week in that district, John, with Prairie taking on Iowa City West at John Wall. Then the at Ottumwa, Linmar, Burlington, and then at Kennedy. They get that one long road trip in. First down, handoff. This is lit this time. Cuts it back at the 10. Lowers his shoulder and stood up as he gets down to about the 7-yard line for 7. Is the first official carry of the night.
When you look ahead for Central here, Scott, they've got Davenport North next weekend. They could conceivably be 3-2 heading into second week of their districts.
We're going to get a Prairie timeout. We'll take one as well. 9:08 to play here in the ball game. Prairie 49, Davenport Central 7, back in 30 seconds on KGYM Sports.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Higher Muscatine.
9:08 to play here from Brady Street Stadium. And it's going to be second down, a little more than 3 for Central. Down 49-7. Prairie defense getting a blow. I believe Jim Dostal coaches up in the booth. So
yes.
Since they plays down to, I think, Ashton Northern.
Yeah, Ashton's got his fluorescent orange hat on.
Looks so good, though.
It looks good on him, yes, it does.
Second down, a goal from the 7-yard line. Hand off to Hill. Little stutter move and hit and push back. Good job by the Prairie defense that time. Nick Gutman was there. Also, for Prairie, was Mitchell Jones again. Hill, 3 carries, minus 1 tonight. On our sheet, a third down coming up for Davenport Central as we're down to about 8.5 to play in the game. Hill to the right side, one receiver to the left. I'm going to go with the slot left and a tight end that way. Taylor on play action, being pressured. Rolls right, throws for the end zone, tipped, and incomplete. Trying to get it to J.J. Andrews, the tight end. Levi Usher was out there. Also, Shane Smith for Prairie.
Well, that's going to bring up fourth down here for this backup unit of defenders for Mark Bliss and his Prairie Hawks. And if they can keep Central out of the end zone, that is going to be a big lift for them.
Well, you know Jim Dostal, Ashton Northern, the rest of the defensive guys.
As well as the defensive starters that are watching on. They're going to love this as much as anybody.
Absolutely. Fourth down, a little more than 3. Here's Taylor, short drop. Guns the left side of the end zone. Broken up, incomplete. I think it was Zach Gansky back there. Nope, not Gansky. 3 instead of 2. Travis Hudson, 5'9", 145-pounder, broken up. And he was right on him. Good job by Hudson.
Good pressure in the backfield there. Hurried pass because Lathrop, the junior, came in and put him under pressure to hurry that pass. So the backup defensive team for The Prairie Hawks comes out and takes care of business with a goal line stand.
Going to have a Prairie timeout. I think we're going to get Dalton Rayner in there as the quarterback for Prairie. All kinds of new folks. Hunter Terry's back in there. He's one for one on runs and touchdowns so far this year. And the as usual with the running clock, you're going to see the time of possession pretty much thrown out the window at this point.
That's right.
Because that was about a 10-minute drive by Central. That came up empty, though.
Well, Central right now, just very, very tired bunch of guys out there playing. They don't come off the field, and for them to drive down the field and get turned away, that had to be very, very frustrating for the Blue Devils.
Prairie will have it at the 7-yard line. We'll try to get some names in there for the Hawks. Mitchell Wall is in there. Braxton Zimmerman. Also in there for Prairie. Grant Smith. You're going to have Braxton Zimmerman in there as the blocking back. And Dalton Rayner, the new quarterback. Probably the heir apparent for the Prairie Hawks. He'll get it. And on the sweep, they're going to get it to Mr. Terry, waiting for blockers, and then runs into a bunch of blue shirts as he crosses the 10 out to the 12-yard line. Hunter Terry with two carries, 12 yards, and a touchdown.
Yep, nice counter run there with Zimmerman out in front as the lead blocker.
All the first-team guys had to hand off the wristbands to the second-team guys as well. Here's the direct snap to Terry. Nope, check that. I think it's Braxton Zimmerman. He'll take it ahead to about the 15 before he's pushed back. Been a nice, clean game so far tonight, too.
Really penalty-free.
Except for the encroachment penalties. Zimmerman will go for three. And this is Prairie's only their fourth third-down try tonight. Rayner with a slot right, a jumbo formation that way. Bounced snap back to Zimmerman, picks it up, and then he lost the football. Loose, still loose at the 25-yard line. Scramble for it back to the 26. And Central's got it.
Central's came up with it.
Well, it's going to be an 11-yard pickup, but a fumble there for Prairie.
So after seven straight possessions that all yielded touchdowns, Prairie's second offensive unit comes out and coughs it up.
And that breaks the string. And Central will have it at the Prairie 26-yard line. As they will try to get on the board one more time here.
Just over 5 minutes remaining as the continuous clock clicks on.
Down to 10 on the play clock. Hill to the right side, one receiver to the left. Williams tail the tandem in the eye, and he'll get it. Starts up the middle, kicks it right. Nothing doing. Good job by the Prairie Hawks. Second and even some third-string guys in there. Jaron Lathrop, Gavin Dooley in there on the stop. Hunter Ely's going to come in. The blocking back. Going to play some defense now. Tired of blocking. He wants to tackle somebody. That's what he wants to do. Jeff Kennedy tomorrow night. We'll have it here for you beginning at 7 o'clock on KGYM. Taylor on the handoff and new back in there for Central. Coming left, Eli Wallace. He's ushered out of bounds.
Travis Hudson took him to the sideline. That's in the senior, 5'9", 145.
Wallace will go for three on his first game, first carry of the night. We're down to 3:55 to play. Pretty much assure you everybody that's for Prairie that's got a white shirt tonight got into the football game.
Shane Smith checking into the defensive backfield now for the Hawks.
Third down, 7 from the 23-yard line. Taylor turns. Hands it off to Wallace again. Going to be short of the first down. Crosses the 20 down to the 19. I think everybody is trying to get that clock down to zeros on both sides.
The clock is helping itself, too. It's running right down. We're just over 3 minutes left. And this one's going to be in the books.
Fourth down coming up. Central's had a couple of fourth down tries as we're coming up on 3 minutes to play here in the game. 49-7 Prairie on top. Fourth down from just inside the left hash, and the play clock has expired. And did they get a timeout beforehand? Yes, they did. Timeout Central. We'll take our final one of the game. 2:51 to play. 49-7 Prairie on top. Back after this on KGYM.
Friday night, Metro Class 4A playoff teams from a year ago lock horns in a non-district showdown. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM from Kingston Stadium as the Jefferson Jayhawks take on the Kennedy Cougars. Kennedy is coming off a big road shutout win, and meet a Jayhawk bunch looking for a victory. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Jefferson at Kennedy. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
2:51 to play. Davenport Central facing a fourth down and three from the Prairie 20, down 49-7.
Probably the last chance the Blue Devils are going to have to score in this game tonight.
Prairie defense coming out there. Free safety right now. Caleb Fuller, another junior, 5'11", 160-pounder. So fourth down for Central. They'll run it out of the pro set, and they'll hand it off to the right side. And coming up short of the first down are the Blue Devils as they get in some backups as well. That's Justice Duckworth that came up short.
So that won't be classified as a goal line stand like the defense did on the last one, but the result is the same. The backups that came in have taken care of business and denied Davenport Central getting in the end zone or putting any additional points on the board.
And you know that the Prairie first team defense is going to give them a big hand when they come to the bench.
Well, the message in the game isn't just to the starters. It's to the entire team. And that second and third bunch that came in took care of business, too.
First down for Prairie. Here is the sweep. And getting to the 25-yard line there was our man, Mr. Terry. No, it wasn't. 22. That's Jaron Lathrop.
Jaron Lathrop. Some shifty moves there. Read his blocks well. Cut back against the grain, like all good running backs are taught to do.
Got six there on his first carry of the night. Second carry of the season for Lathrop. Curry brings in extra performer. And they'll give it off to Hunter Terry. Same play, sweeping, stopping, starting again. Gets to the 30, still on his feet. And he's got a first down run to the 33-yard line. So Terry goes for seven. Another Prairie first down. 1:15 to play. Hawks will go to 3-1 on the air. And get ready for the district opener next week against Iowa City West at John Wall Memorial Field. And West will be coming off the Battle of the Boot. Under a minute to play. A couple more plays possibly. Rayner hands it off to Braxton Zimmerman, sweeping right. He'll cross the 35 to about the 37-yard line. For five more, three carries, 19 yards for Zimmerman. And this thing will just be about over. See if the officials will mark the ball ready for play. And they will. And Prairie will have to run another play. Looks like they're going to go into victory formation. Rayner will get it. Take a knee, and that will do it. Impressive win tonight for the Prairie Hawks. They're going to drive back down I-80 with a 49-7 win in their back pocket tonight over Davenport Central. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the post-game show here from Brady Street Stadium. So stay with us. More to come after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYN.
Monday on The Voice, country fans will rejoice at the return of a cowboy named Blake.
Sheldon's charming, sexy.
His heart is afire with champion desire, and he'll strike like a rattling snake.
Back off, buddy.
But Blake best beware, because his derriere's in the sights of a new coach's gun.
I grew up around country singers since I was a baby.
She's witty and wily. She's a Cyrus named Miley, out to end Blake Shelton's voice run.
Aha!
The Voice with new coaches Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys, Monday on NBC.
Country Inns and Suites is proud to host Nash Next. We love music that's genuine and from the heart. It's like the service you'll find when you stay at Country Inns and Suites. We think you should wake up to a hot breakfast that's not only on the house, it's on a real plate. We also want you to stay connected, so our high-speed Wi-Fi is always free. And above all, we believe you should be looked after like family. Country Inns and Suites. It's like home. Well, except we make your bed. Book now at countryinns.com/music.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
The Ski-Doo Yellow Tag Sales Event is here to get you on the trails this season. No matter the challenge, Ski-Doo sleds are built to bring you the speed and control that match your riding style and favorite terrain. And with Yellow Tag savings up to $1,500, they'll match your budget too. So hit the snow, ride on, and save. Visit Walk-On Power Sports in Walk-On. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Back with you here at Brady Strait Stadium in Davenport. Final score tonight, Cedar Rapids Prairie over Davenport Central by a count of 49-7. The Prairie Hawks going through the handshake line with all the fans that lined up down along the fence here at Brady Street.
Pretty neat little ceremony that they do afterwards. Most of the teams will rush over to their student body and sing the fight song a cappella, but Prairie Hawks decided to go along the fence and give high fives to all of the people that line up along the fence, most of which are parents and well-wishing students. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a little different, but very workmanlike and kind of what like the performance tonight by the Prairie Hawks.
Yeah, now they're back out on the 30-yard line at the hash mark and being addressed by their head coach, Mark Bliss, who had to have really enjoyed what he saw tonight. Whatever the game plan was from he and his assistant coaches was pretty well adhered to, and it all is going to equal a very impressive win tonight over Davenport Central.
265 yards on the ground tonight for the Prairie Hawks. When you have two teams that like to run the football, like these two,
yep.
265 to 67, that's going to tell you who won this football game.
Did a great job of blocking tonight, sustained their blocks, got their pad level low, shoulder pads, helmets out in front of their body, and that all equals a lot of stats that we're going to hear from Scott here in just a minute. But I got to throw my congratulations out to Jim Dostal and his defense tonight, because one of the keys to this game was to, if not pitch the shutout, severely limit the rushing attack of Davenport Central. And Jim Dostal's crew really did a good job tonight of tackling, defeating blocks, stuffing everything that came their way. And this was a very nice defensive effort for the Hawks tonight.
And offensively, Prairie 14 double-digit plays tonight in this football game.
Boy, that's what you love to have as an offensive coordinator. And to have seven possessions in a row where you score seven touchdowns, that's pretty impressive.
Yep, and Hawks get the win tonight 49-7. It was a 7-7 game at the end of the first quarter. And then the Hawks scored on seven straight drives. A Simonson 6-yard keeper. Joe Meyer, a 1-yard run. Zach Gansky, the first of his three touchdowns from 28 yards out. Simonson to Levi Usher. That from 54 yards out. Gansky from 6 yards out. His second. Hunter Terry, the little razzle-dazzle from 8 yards out.
The diminutive one.
Yes, he was. Still is. Gansky from 8 yards out. That was your seven touchdowns right there for Prairie. And they win it tonight 49-7. Final stats look like this. For total yards tonight, Prairie 423 total yards in the game to 194 for Davenport Central. 265 yards on the ground, 158 through the air tonight. Dakota Simonson, 6 of 8 for 158 yards. When he hit passes, he hit big ones. One touchdown tonight for the senior. Levi Usher caught 3 for 106. LaGrange caught 2 for 47. Boston caught 1 for a total of 5 yards in the game. Prairie didn't throw a pass in the second half of this one. On the ground, Joe Meyer, 9 carries, 103 yards, 1 touchdown. Zach Gansky, 11 carries, 87 yards, 3 touchdowns. Hunter Terry, 3 carries, 19 yards, and a touchdown. Marty Borseth carried it twice for 18 yards. Braxton Zimmerman, 3 carries, 19 yards. Lathrop, a carry for 6 yards. Simonson, 5 carries, 14 yards, and 1 touchdown tonight. Hawks with 18 first downs, 2 penalties for 10 yards. They had a sack and 1 turnover. For Davenport Central, 194 total yards, 67 on the ground, 127 through the air. Zach Taylor, 8 of 15, 127 yards, and 1 touchdown. That was the deep bomb to Nate Tyson that tied the game at 7. Tyson caught 3 for 99 and a touchdown. Hill caught 5 for 28 tonight. On the ground, Kobe Williams, 22 carries, but only 56 yards tonight. Litt carried it twice for 8. Wallace carried it twice for a total of 7. 6 first downs for Central. They were penalized 5 times for 25 yards. They also had 1 turnover. Third down conversions, Prairie was 1 of 4. Davenport Central is 4 out of 12, and they were 0 for 2 on fourth down. Time of possession pretty skewed by the continuous clock. Central had it 29 minutes and 55 seconds to Prairie's 18 minutes and 5 seconds. But sweeps got Prairie going in this game. Big plays and kind of the old Hayden Fry scratch where it itches here.
And there's nobody better at diagnosing that than Mark Bliss is. But he figured out very early on that the defensive game plan for Central was to just stuff up everything between the tackles. And so he went to the outside, and he did it with a variety of sweeps and counters, reverses. He threw wide receiver screens out there. And all of them were successful because they outflanked the Blue Devils at every turn tonight. And off all of that summation together, just a lot of offensive success for them. But scratch where it itches is exactly what they talked about. And I tell you what, as you think about this game now, you know, Mark Bliss has got to be happy about it. The players have got to be happy. But they know that these first 4 weeks have all been preparatory to what 5 games lie ahead in their district. And they open up with perhaps the favorite in their district, Iowa City West, at home next week. And so whatever lessons they need to have learned in these first 4 weeks, Scott, it's time to find out next Friday night, because it's going to come district crashing time real fast now.
Yep, and Prairie now 3-1 on the season, and pretty impressive 3-1. You take a look at the loss. Was that loss on opening night? We were out at John Wall. We're on the Washington Warriors. Prairie, it was, I believe, a tie game going into the fourth quarter, very close in that second half.
Yeah, ended up 27-14 Wash, but that's a very good Wash team. It's got an outstanding offense. And so, you know, when you look back on, I don't know if there's such a thing as a good loss, but that was a good loss for them. They came out and were very physical, showed a lot of good, strong fundamentals from the get-go. But the thing I'll say about this Prairie team is that they seem to be getting stronger as each week of the season passes, and that's all you can ask as a coach. So for Mark Bliss and his staff right now, I think they have to feel very good about where they're at, but it's reckoning time now next Friday night.
Yeah, it gets into district play, and that's where Prairie needs to take it to the next level, if you will. And they're going to have to do it against a really good Iowa City West team coming up next week at John Wall Memorial Field. And anytime you get a road win, you got to feel good. Anytime you can get basically your roster in to the game, you can feel good, and you get an extra day to get ready for your next opponent.
Yeah, and going back healthy, too, that's going to make the bus ride back to Cedar Rapids much more enjoyable tonight for Prairie.
Yep, and the Hawks look good tonight, and they get the victory in this one by a final score 49-7 here at Brady Street Stadium in Davenport tonight. And we'll get back a little earlier than anticipated, which is always good. And we'll turn around, get ready for tomorrow night back at Kingston Stadium. Metro Affair, they put on a good show last year, or anticipate another one tomorrow night, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Kennedy tomorrow night.
Always a heated rivalry. Both teams just really play emotionally, and it's usually a pretty good game here, at least in recent years. And so I'm anticipating a nice showdown tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, they'll be on 1600 AM and the North Gym, 107.5 FM. We'll join you from Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for that one. And then on the South Gym, 106.3 in Iowa City, it'll be none other, one of the best rivalries in the state, Battle of the Boot. It'll be West at 3-0 taking on a mad bunch of 2-1 Little Hawks tomorrow night.
Yep, and Alex Kuhn will bring you the play-by-play broadcast, a very able young man.
Yeah, looking forward to both of those games coming up tomorrow night. That's going to put a wrap on things here from Davenport. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. Thanks to all our great boosters of high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. And we hope you enjoyed it out there as well. And a big thanks to everybody here at Brady Street Stadium for all the hospitality as well. We'll be joined by Zach Johnson, not the golfer.
That's right.
Our guy tomorrow night. He'll be on the sidelines, and we'll join you out at Kingston tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So for John Haggerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score here from Brady Street Stadium in Davenport, Cedar Rapids Prairie, 49, and Davenport Central, 7. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Davenport.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.